All right, man, nap's over. Oh, I forgot to turn this off. Hey, nap's over, man. Hey, hey.
Huh?
Nap's over. Yeah, wait, the show's on.
No.
It's time for the show.
No.
Yeah, no, it is. It's 2 o'clock. Yeah, it is. It's sadly. Sadly, you've got to wake up from your power nap. New hoodie, man?
No.
No, yeah? Sorry. You got it?
Yep. I'm good.
There you go. There you go. How you doing, man?
Hey, man.
How you doing?
I'm terrible.
Nice neck beard, 32-bit says.
I'm going to neck beard your face.
I'm going to do. Okay, so Colby showed up today at like 1:35, okay? This is like 20 minutes earlier than he normally shows up. So early, in fact, that Chris goes, "Who's knocking?" And I go, "Probably Colby." And then so I let him in, and he wanders in, and I think the first thing he says to me is, "I'm dead. I don't remember putting on the clothes that I'm wearing. I don't remember how the night ended last night, and I think I'm still drunk."
That's correct.
Okay.
That's very much correct.
So for those of you, you may have put it together, but Colby, we talked about it on Thursday's show, a mutual friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Tone.
Who you saw on Friday.
I did.
You did?
I'm going to talk about
you
that
today.
You
saw him closer to his actual birthday than I did,
I
man.
Did. That's true.
That's so weird.
I mean, I talked to him on his actual birthday, too, because I'm making his website.
Oh, well, I texted him.
Oh, there you go, man.
Competition.
I'm not in a competition.
I am.
You win.
Lost.
I resign. You win the competition of best friend with Tone. There Congratulations.
I'm very proud of it.
Okay, you shouldn't be. By the way, hello, everybody. Menace,
hey
Taylor, Casual, Ballin, how you guys all do? Oh, 32-bit. His name's like invisible. I don't know why. Couldn't see it up there. But how you guys doing? Welcome. This is Seth the Colby Show. I'm Seth. He's Colby. I'm the one that's going to talk today, and he's the one that's going to groan in response.
That's true.
Okay.
Okay, so it's way too bright without the sunglasses.
Okay.
But then I put them on, and due to the polarization, whatever they got on it, I can't see the screen.
That's okay.
Can't see chat.
I'll read it to you.
No,
important.
You won't. Yeah. Especially not if they're burning me. They're roasting me.
Well, yeah, but you don't need to know the roasts.
Well,
it's for your own good to know, to not know the roasts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just lean back in here. We'll just put this like...
It's right here. Perfect.
There you go, man.
Neck bearding it up, man.
Yeah. So so it was Tone's birthday. So last night, Colby went out and celebrated Tone's birthday.
I danced.
He danced, huh?
I danced.
Do you have too many wine coolers? That's what Casual wants to know. Colby doesn't drink wine coolers. He probably went straight with whiskeys.
I had too many double whiskey and
yep.
Sprites.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah.
So yeah. But how you doing?
Terrible. I went to go put these clothes on.
Hey, buddy, thanks for the raid. How you doing?
I was, like, stumbling.
Yeah, you danced for free? That's a great point. Menace brings that up.
I did.
Menace brings
that
up.
Well, it wasn't for free. I had to pay.
That's true.
To dance.
Well, it wasn't free, like, as in, people didn't give you money to dance.
Correct.
You gave people money
to dance.
I gave
lots of monies to dance, yeah.
Hey, JoJo, how are you? It's good to see you over here, buddy. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for the raid, guys. Welcome in.
Hey,
Colby
buddy.
Is, just to recap you, we're still in the first 3 or 4 minutes of the show here, but Colby is...
Hungover.
Yeah. Hungover, I think, is probably...
Badly.
Like, an understatement.
I had the worst headache when I woke up today.
What time did you wake up, man?
I think I was up at like noon and then couldn't go back to sleep because my head hurt so bad.
Okay. What'd you take?
4 ibuprofen.
That's not enough.
You take any more, your stomach's going to hurt, man.
No, man. I literally have...
Vomit free since last year.
I have the smallest headache right now. Like a headache that's so small that... I don't even really feel it unless I'm like, I still have headache?
Put some sunglasses
yeah,
on.
Feel it?
Probably,
and I just took 4 ibuprofen for it.
Well, yeah, that's the max dose you can take. You just take that every time.
I take 4 ibuprofen, 2 Excedrin all the time.
I ain't taking 5.
Pop.
I'm good.
6 pills. Pop.
That's why you're going to die.
I can't tell you how many
times
I have. This is not a joke, chat. I have. It's been 8:30, and I'm like, my head hurts. So I pop 4 ibuprofen, 2 Excedrin. 3 sleeping pills and chase it with a beer or a whiskey.
That's terrible.
And I am absolutely fine. Wake up the next morning feeling like a million bucks.
No, see, Taylor. Taylor's there for you, man. Listen to her advice.
It's fine. See, Ball and Hobo says, when I'm hungover for some godforsaken reason, I wake up early in the morning.
Yeah.
Ass crack of dawn.
I used to be that way until I drank too much. And then when I drank too much...
You're getting older.
Yeah,
you can't.
Hurts.
You can't do this when you're that old.
Oh, I don't
okay,
plan
buddy,
on
we'll see
doing
you later.
That, like, for a while. A good long while.
Yeah. Like, you can't do it like you did when you were 22 anymore.
I never went out when I was 22. I started last year.
Well, you did the...
And from last year to now, it's
drastically decreased.
Well,
you blew
decreased.
All your good drinking years on weed.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah,
you
yeah.
did. Mm-hmm. It's you messed up, dude.
I know, man.
You want
know.
Some you want some
you
bread
really
or some water?
I got water.
Okay.
I just ate a lot of bread. I
and
just
he
ate
just,
an
yeah,
entire
he just,
Baconator.
Yeah.
An entire Baconator.
And a bunch of fries as well, so...
Yeah, I used to not be able to finish those.
Yeah?
Now I'm fat.
You're not fat. You're hungover.
No, I'm fat.
When you hungover, you just put it in your body.
No, well, both things.
You
yes.
ate that burger so quickly.
That's fat.
No. All right. Emo Colby, it's hungover Colby today. It's hungover.
Yeah.
So what do you remember about your day?
I remember everything until the end of the night.
Which was what time to you?
3:30, according to Brit.
Were you out till 3:30 or did you go
no.
to someone's house again?
I don't remember when we left the bar. Ooh, one or two.
Because on the weekends I don't have my son. I often invite Colby over.
I think it was 1:30.
And I didn't have him yesterday. And so I texted him about, what time did I text you yesterday? It was still early for you.
Yeah,
like lunchtime like, for you, like 6:30, 7 p.m., something
around
like
there,
that.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, are you still going out for Tone's birthday? And he's like, yep, I'm going downtown tonight. Yay. And I was at the mall when I texted him that, and it was spitting like ice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 18 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only imagine it got worse as it got later.
Mm-hmm.
And you were out downtown bar mm-hmm. hopping with
Wearing
Tone.
Wearing this.
Where
no.
You got the shorts, right? Because Colby is wearing shorts today. Just not a good idea. Yes, show those gams, baby.
Oh my God, that hurt.
there was no need to do it. People would take my word for it that you were wearing shorts. You didn't
they
need
had
to
see proof. You had to see it.
I think they believed you.
Okay.
All right. Okay? Oh, you sat up a little bit.
Like a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, we went downtown. It was sleeting. It was really cold. And the bar that we were going to doesn't really have any seating room, so
okay.
you shouldn't bring a jacket.
What bar did you go to?
It.
I always like to know where
Pump
you...
Pump House.
Okay, all right. Pump House, yeah. I've been there before.
And it's the worst.
They have Angry Balls. Like, do you know what your Fireballs and Angry Orchards mixed together? Delicious.
They also,
delicious.
I don't know if they still do, but at one point in time, they did fill balloons with diffused alcohol.
What's, like air? Like alcoholed
like,
air?
Mm-hmm.
And you just inhaled it?
I had a vodka shot in a balloon. And you smoke it. You inhale it and you hold it and then you let it out. It's like weed. You smoke your alcohol. You know that's a thing, right?
I didn't know that
you
was
didn't know that
a,
was
no,
a thing?
No.
That's definitely a thing. It also sucked.
Sorry you had to go
like,
through
that,
like,
it was real.
Man.
It was not good. I mean, I didn't have it last night. They've had it before, and I just felt like bringing that up because you did.
Right, right. Yeah, well, I've only been there a couple times.
Yeah.
Sounds like
yeah.
the bar in Parks and Rec with the fancy alcohol.
Yes, exactly.
Is that what it's like?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except it's Wichita and an old gas station.
Well, the only time, like, you could tell the difference between my life and Colby's life. The only time I've been to Pump House was for a lunch meeting with clients.
Yeah.
They don't have balloons filled with alcohol during lunch.
I don't think that's true.
I was wearing close to a suit the last time
well,
I was at Pump
okay,
House.
You might have done that, but I think you've been to Pump House one other time. I'm pretty sure.
Did we go with Matthew that one
yeah,
time?
We
oh,
went with Matthew.
I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that was still a lunch, though,
that
for the record.
Lunch.
That
yep.
was a lunch.
Yeah.
That was a lunch. Yeah. I remember, you know what? Now that memory of Matthew is coming back, we went for some... I think I invited you as a buffer because I didn't want to go alone.
I think so.
And so we both went...
I was at work.
Right, and he brought his friend, Jared, the wispy-haired man mm-hmm. from Manhattan as well. Mm-hmm. And I remember about 10 minutes into the lunch, all we did was start roasting Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spent about 45 minutes roasting him. And I'm not talking about just me and Colby. I mean the friend that Matthew brought down as his buffer as well,
mm-hmm.
just also turned on Matthew and roasted him.
Yeah.
And then I remember Matthew left very angry. That might have been the last time I saw him, actually,
Maybe.
In real life.
Honestly,
I can't
God,
remember
it could
for
be.
Sure, but yeah. Hey, Sam, how you doing, man? Drop a shot of Disaronno into a glass of beer and slam it back. It tastes like Dr. Pepper. I don't even know what Disaronno is. Any idea? Disaronno?
No.
No clue. No clue. I wonder if that's a Canadian thing. No idea.
Oh, God, I'm on fire.
No idea. I haven't heard of that one.
Hmm.
Is this the USA kind of democracy? Sure.
Trump.
Oh, man, it just gets me. Rock hard!
Bam! Thanks, buddy.
All the money from this sub goes to Seth. That's what his sub...
No!
That's what his resub is.
That's so fucking unfair. I'm here telling a story. If I wasn't here, you wouldn't have anybody to roast.
He hasn't roasted you.
That was a roast.
No, that's not a roast. That's just where he wants his money to go. Sam, I will make sure that happens. Thank you for 5 months of subs. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. I'll make sure that happens. I'm the show accountant, so. You know, it works.
But fuck you.
Are you feeling better the more you the food hits your system?
No.
You look like you're waking up a little bit.
No.
No?
I'm, like, having hot flashes over here, man.
So, dude, he's so hungover, it's unbelievable, Sam, you know. Okay. Hey, guys, you want to see a magic trick? Watch this idiot disappear. Okay. Poof. So, let me guess your night. Bar. Left about midnight. Go to a friend's house. Continue drinking. Watch him play guitar. Until you forget where you are, rap god. And then you go home. Did you pass out or did you watch TV? That's the 50-50. I'm going to guess you tried to watch something. You don't remember, do you?
No, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right.
Went to a bar.
Okay.
Left around 1:30.
Oh, it was a little early.
Went
okay.
Back to a friend's house. Got that one. Guy who typically plays guitar passes out on the floor.
No!
Yep, so no guitar.
No guitar,
and we just play music, like actual music.
Okay, like on like a radio, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And drink more. Come home. I'm assuming tries to... What?
Just in the middle of your
I want to know what Britt's talking about. What? Go home, probably try to watch TV. This is the part I can't... A little funny.
Okay, yeah.
I pass out.
In these clothes?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you did get dressed this morning.
I did get dressed.
Did you shower?
No.
You should have showered. Showers really helps with...
Nah, fuck that.
Did Colby bank your check? Yeah. He's been paid. He got paid. I sent you a big glob of money Wednesday night.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did I?
Did I? I mean, if you don't remember, I'll just keep it for...
Well, I remember. I mean, it's already in my account. Can you withdraw that money?
No.
If so...
No, I can't.
Fuck you.
I can't give it to... I would have to request it back, but you could ignore the request.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the thing to do.
So. Okay. I took my glasses off, but now I see my face, and they're going back on.
What, you embarrassed to see your own face?
Yeah, I look real dumb.
I mean, I don't think you look... I think objectively, I think you look more dumb wearing sunglasses on the show.
Don't give a shit.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Well, I'll tell you, who in the chat right now, who in the chat is a fan of Harry Potter? That's what I'm curious about. And that was going to be my next question. I don't really know if you're a big fan of Harry Potter. Do you, we don't really ever talk about it. Like,
I own the full collection of Harry Potters on Blu-ray.
Like, it's just, it's interesting.
One of the only things I own on Blu-ray.
Do you ever feel like Harry Potter nerddom isn't as popular as Star Wars or Lord of the Rings or Marvel or any of the other geekdoms?
I don't think it's as big as Star Wars or Marvel because they're still around, but I feel like it and Lord of the Rings kind of have the same, like...
But Fantastic Beasts just came out.
Reference, but that's not Harry Potter.
Well, it's the Wizarding Universe,
though.
Nah, it's
different, though.
So do you not care at all
about
those?
Newt Scamander. No one gives a fuck.
Okay.
No one cares.
Have you seen any of those movies?
I saw the only one that's out, minus the new one. Yeah, I've seen that one.
Okay. What did you think?
It was bad.
Okay.
I want to know your opinion on it, because I'm going to tell you whether or not you share the same opinion as a one Tony unofficial Pinella.
Well, did he love it?
We're going to find out.
Okay. Well, here's what I'll say. Okay, so Sam says that it's a disgrace to the UK. Taylor says that she loves it.
What?
Hi, Bad Juju. Welcome. Casual loves Harry Potter. And see, that's the thing. That's the thing to me, okay? Harry Potter, I think, has this giant following. For the record, I love Harry Potter as well. Love the whole thing.
I was hearing something, man. I don't know. I'm sorry. It sounded like there was a gigantic monster outside.
It's probably an airplane.
That's probably what
it's probably
was.
An airplane. Anyway, so I love Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
I've never read the books, I've watched the movies a million times. Mm-hmm. All right, love them. I also watched Fantastic Beasts 1, and then I went and saw Fantastic Beasts 2 on Friday night. This is where my story begins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the deal. First, let me talk about the fandom. 90% of the people at Fantastic Beasts were dressed up.
Oh.
Like, not...
Well, you did go see it opening night, basically,
didn't
you?
Yeah, but there were some people that that were in, like, full wizarding robe regalia, okay? And then there were people who were just wearing, like, T-shirts with, like, Quidditch logos on it, you know, or house logos on it, stuff like that. Just T-shirt stuff.
Gotcha.
But I would say 95% of the theater had Harry Potter-themed clothing on. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I do think Harry Potter as a fandom exists.
It exists. It's just not as prevalent. There's a certain taste.
I don't know. That's
you have to have,
dude. That's what's
for
weird
the Harry
to me.
Potter fandom. It's like you can't go around spitting it everywhere in people's.
But
faces.
When we went and saw Avengers, I don't feel like anyone was dressed up.
No.
For the Avengers, and we went and saw that on opening night.
Yeah.
So Harry Potter fandom from... I think you had to be really dedicated to dress up, right?
Uh-huh.
So Harry Potter fandom, from that perspective, is more prevalent than Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went and saw Last Jedi, sure, there's some people dressed up or wearing Star Wars stuff. But I feel like, for the most part, there's more normies watching Star Wars Avengers stuff. You know, they're not super fans. I feel like everyone who likes Harry Potter...
is a super fan.
Really likes Harry Potter. Mm. Like, I don't feel like there's anyone that's just like, eh, Harry Potter's
okay.
I'll go check it out. You know, it's fine. Whatever. You know, I don't feel like there's anyone. You either don't like it or you really like Harry Potter. Do you disagree? Like, you really like Harry Potter, don't you?
Nah, it's okay.
But when the new movie comes out, if a new Harry Potter came out, you'd be hyped. You don't care about Newt, but if a new Harry Potter came out... All right, well, then never mind. It's impossible to talk to this man today. It's just, you can't do it. Okay, people that like Harry Potter go hard for Harry Potter, me included. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay. So, I'm at this movie, and Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, which 90% of the people in the movie, by the way, you hot? Yeah,
so hot. It goes on and off, man.
So, 90% of the characters in the movie pronounce it Grindelwald, first of all, which...
Grindelwald?
Grindelwald. It disturbs me. I don't want to do it.
Okay.
I don't like it. It should be Grindelwald. All right. He's Johnny Depp. I have mentioned my feelings on Johnny Depp on this show more than I can count. People disagree with me. I understand. But I strongly dislike Johnny Depp. Okay? I don't like him.
He beats women, man.
Well, and he also is in... He's a gimmick. Put me in makeup and I'll do this. You know, I'm tired of
literally
that.
No.
Every
before,
movie.
Before Jack Sparrow.
No, every movie, dude.
No, before
he's always
Jack
in
Sparrow,
some weird makeup.
You wouldn't have had that same critique.
Have you ever seen a Johnny Depp movie where he looks like Johnny Depp?
Secret Window. Open Window. Something with a window.
How
in
long
it.
Ago was that movie?
Very long.
That was 20 years ago, probably.
It's kind of an old movie. And I have no idea why I watched it either, because it was.
I think we watched that together,
I think
actually.
We did. I don't know why. Anywho.
Like, Menace is like, I only liked him in Crybaby. I've never even heard of that movie.
Oh, he's in Blow.
Again, 25 years old.
Yeah, that one's old.
Yeah. There that hasn't been a Johnny Depp movie this century
mm-hmm.
that where he looks like he's just a normal dude. And I'm tired of it. Be normal. Jude Law in that movie, he plays Dumbledore. You know what he looks like? Jude Law with a beard. Because he's normal. Why does Grindelwald have to be ghostly white with a dead eyeball, slick back Colby hair? I gotta talk some mannerisms at all times.
Because he's supposed to be creepy, man.
It's not creepy, it's Johnny Depp. The director isn't like, now be Johnny Depp in this scene.
Mm. Oh, he might
Johnny
be.
Depp is just Johnny Depp at all times, okay?
No, that's what you
he
get when hiring Johnny
dude.
Depp.
I don't want him to be weird all the time. That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's why I don't like Johnny Depp. But people like Johnny Depp, that's fine, whatever, okay? We're not here to talk about Johnny Depp, okay? In fact, this is one of the best movies I've seen Johnny Depp in a while, okay? Here's the thing.
Black Mass.
I'm going to give you my review, spoiler-free, spoiler-free review of Harry Potter really quick. The movie itself, I think, is awesome. The beasts, great. I actually really like Newt Scrimmager, Scamander, whatever his name is. I really like him. I think he's a cool character. There's a lot of cool scenes where he's, like, taking care of the beasts and hunting the beasts and all that stuff. I like those scenes a lot. If you like that stuff from the first movie, this movie does it even better.
That's exactly what I hated about the first movie.
There's not a lot of it. Here's the counterpoint. I feel so strongly that J.K. Rowling, who wrote these movies, wants them to be Harry Potter movies, that it's ruining these movies. I'll explain.
Okay.
There are things in this movie, like a lot of people get killed. Okay, like just randos just get killed by a Avada Kedavra, the killing curse.
Okay.
In this movie, they make absolutely no announcement or explanation that people are being killed by a Avada Kedavra. You just see a flash of green and you're supposed to know. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because to us Harry Potter nerds, we know flash of green means you're dead.
Yep.
We know it. Okay? Random Joe off the street doesn't know that. They don't explain it to Random Joe. Assuming, I think, because they think everyone that goes to see these movies is a Harry Potter nerd. And they don't need to know.
This exact
they don't need
same to. Criticism could be said about Infinity War.
What? Why are you changing subjects?
I'm just saying.
I'm
like
not
this, you're picking this
no, no,
out
this
on
is,
this movie,
no,
but
I'm
Marvel's
not,
fine
not,
doing that?
I'm not. Here's the setup.
Uh-huh.
But then they throw things in your face that are super obvious. Like, Nicholas Flamel shows up in this movie.
Who the fuck's that?
The guy who made the Sorcerer's Stone. Okay?
Who?
Colby has never seen a Harry Potter movie. This is a fact.
Nicholas Flamel?
Chad, I'm going to talk to you now. Nicholas Flamel's in the movie. They mention about 100 times that he's Nicholas Flamel. They show the Sorcerer's Stone in the movie at one point. They're just
like one of the brothers?
What?
One of the brothers?
Colby doesn't know anything about Harry
Potter.
Isn't
the Sorcerer's Stone the fucking stone from death? The Deathly Hallows?
No, that's the Resurrection Stone.
Right.
That's not the Sorcerer's
It's the same thing. Isn't it the same thing? Is it not the same thing? What?
Nothing. It's the same thing. You're right. It's the same thing. Taylor, it's the same thing. Say it's the same thing.
You're telling me they have two different stones?
The Sorcerer's Stone is created by Nicholas Flamel and it gives you eternal life. It's not brings people back from the dead.
These fucking movies, man.
He's never actually watched these
movies. I hate them. They're the fucking worst.
Anyway, that's just one example. They also
when the hell is he even in the movies, man?
Hold on, I'm gonna keep telling you.
Is it the first one? Because I haven't seen the first one in five years.
Nicholas Flamel is only mentioned by name.
Okay.
They also show in this movie McGonagall in the movie.
Okay.
She's not born until like 8 or 9 years after this movie exists. Like according to the Harry Potter novels.
Oh, really?
She's like -8. When this movie's out, but she's already a teacher at Hogwarts
no.
in this movie.
No.
Okay? There's also about a million other references to Harry Potter. One of the main characters is a Lestrange. Just because. And then I'm not going to spoil the twist at the end, but the twist at the end has turned Harry Potter fandom into... It's given them all a tizzy. They're all mad about it.
Oh,
because
shit.
Because what it does is it basically takes the Harry the timeline that was laid out in the books and the family trees that were laid out in the books and all these details of what happened in the past that were mentioned in the books, and it's just like, nah, that stuff is actually, let's just ignore that. They pulled a Star Wars Expanded Universe reboot, but without doing any of the actual reboot. They're just like, They won't notice. They won't notice. Okay?
They noticed.
They won't notice here. Like, and so, and see, and yeah, and they right, everyone noticed because noticed. Everyone is a massive fan.
Yeah.
So that's why I told you about the Avada Kedavra thing. Okay? That's why I told you.
Gotcha.
Because they assume people that go see this movie are super fans enough to know that Avada Kedavra is just a green flash. They'll get it. But they're not smart enough to understand that McGonagall isn't alive yet, let alone a 30-year-old person already working at Hogwarts. And the thing is, like, in, like, Ballin's, like, the movies are always are a little different from the book. And that's true, but these aren't based off books. These are completely original works written by the lady who wrote the books. So there's no, like, adaptation flaws here. She wrote these completely for the screen. The same woman who wrote them, the books to begin with.
Yeah, well, she's also nut psycho, so you can't blame her.
Well, no, you can. You literally can. That's
you can't
like
blame
the whole.
Her.
That's the whole thing.
Also, yeah, books and movies are different universes, man. Shit happens in the movie that doesn't happen in the books.
She needs to come out and say that.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No. She don't have to do shit. She's making money. You're the one complaining about it over here.
No, I'm not complaining. Okay, first of all, I really like the movie. To me, I like it the same way I like The Last Jedi. I like it because it's fun to watch, and I think it's cool. But if you start looking at the plot and at all the things in it start falling apart, like flying Mary Poppins Leia and all this stuff, okay? Like to me, Harry Potter has the exact same problem Star Wars does, even the original Harry Potters, is that there's no balance of power that makes sense. Like, in this movie, Grindelwald has the Elder Wand, like Dumbledore has in the later movies.
Right.
And that is one of the Deathly Hallows.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's the most powerful wand in existence.
Mm-hmm.
And he waves it around, and Grindelwald waves it around and makes these crazy spell happen. Like, again, no spoilers, but towards the end of the movie, he makes a spell that's going to destroy all of Paris. Okay? And, like, they got to stop it. Okay?
That doesn't make any sense.
And, like, he's using the wand to do it. Same wand that Dumbledore uses.
Mm-hmm.
And I could get the excuse that Grindelwald may be a more experienced wizard in 1928 or whenever this movie takes place than Dumbledore is in 1928. Okay? Mm-hmm. I could buy that. But when Dumbledore's 130 years old and he has the same wand and arguably more wisdom than any other wizard on the planet, but a man with no nose can come in and just whip his butt, it makes no sense. Grindelwald shouldn't be able to scratch his nose and destroy Paris on Thursday night, but Dumbledore gets whooped by a noseless man. It just doesn't make sense. Either Dumbledore isn't as good as he thinks he is, and everyone makes him up to be, or there's just, it's all plot armor. Everyone has plot armor.
Yep.
And I think Marvel does a really good job of avoiding that. Like, Thor is a god now, but in the first movies he wasn't, so more threats were more real. Like, you see the evolution of their strength, you know? Harry Potter, everyone is already max power. That's a teacher. But it takes 7 books for, like... Okay, here, I'll give you... This is a mild spoiler, not really a spoiler. Towards the end of the movie, Grindelwald wants to wipe out all humanity and just make the wizards rule the Earth. So he shows the future, and they show scenes from World War II, like tanks rolling over London and bombs going off and all that stuff, okay? And he literally uses the Elder Wand, and then he takes a giant bong hit out of a skull. This is not a lie. And he breathes out the smoke, and it shows these visions. So Grindelwald in his 40s can see the future 30 years away, 20 years away, of World War II. But Dumbledore can't use the same wand and the same bong hit to see that Lily is going to get murdered and cause Voldemort to appear. Like, if he could do all these things, why doesn't Voldemort just show up at Privet Drive that night with a Glock and just take care of business and save the world a whole lot of trouble?
Because that's... Yeah, you're right.
Like, that's the problem
with breaking, everyone.
Like, I can do this magic now. Okay, well, if he can do that magic, why couldn't this guy do that magic? That's a major flaw I have.
It's just Hollywood, man.
With the Harry Potter universe in general.
Isn't it Warner Brothers?
Yes. It's all Warner Brothers. They have DC and they have Harry Potter.
They fucking shit up over there, man.
Dude, well, I mean, but again, I really like the movie. I think it's a really good movie, but I think if you go into it expecting it to be an amazing plot that's going to complement the Harry Potter series, you're going to actually leave more enraged than you are happy about it.
No, it's crazy that Hollywood keeps doing this with movies.
Yeah.
First it's Star Wars, now it's this, Jurassic World, just all these fucking remakes literally give no shits about the plot. They're right. just like, look at the shiny.
But then you've got to blame J.K. Rowling for that, because yeah. she's writing them. It would be different if she wrote a screenplay and it was adapted.
You're telling me that she didn't have to, like, get her writings approved by the fucking production company?
Well, sure. No, I don't know. She's J.K. Rowling. Mm. She's J.K. Rowling. Mm. She could buy the production company if she wanted to. Yeah.
No.
She's J.K. Rowling. I don't think they tell her anything. I don't think they tell her anything.
They tell her what they need, and then whatever she comes up with.
I do think they probably give her guidelines.
They need, like, we need a big battle. CGI stuff.
I honestly think it's the same problem that George Lucas had, because he's came out and said he didn't have anyone telling him no.
Right.
Don't do this, don't do this. I feel like she has the same problem. Mm. Like, she's just making, what's the McGonagall in there? People would love to see McGonagall. And there's no one over there being like, listen, McGonagall was born until, like, the 40s. Like, you can't just throw her in there. Because everyone's like, yes, Miss Rowling. Yes, 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 Miss Rowling. Please. You know, that's what they're doing.
That you suck it on the teeth.
It's whichever one you want me to suck on, all right? Because they're sucking on them all, okay? She's walking around, just hanging off of her.
Oh, man.
I mean, she's J.K. Rowling. I would assume that she is in charge of all of it, right? But anyway, the movie's really fun to watch. The movie is really well done. It's just if you start looking at the details of the movie, you don't really understand it. And there's three more of them coming.
Why?
Yeah, there's five total movies.
Why?
I don't know.
And this was all based off of one little tiny pamphlet book?
Well, and that's the thing. This is the problem with these movies. One, they put Newt Scrimmager in there, who I really like, but he is out of his element carrying this franchise. Because he's a fantastic beast. He's a beastmaster. All he does is want to find beasts, but now he's like he's James Bond. He's got to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It doesn't really work. It's like they did really good with the first one, and so they're like, let's build a franchise! But then they didn't have any stuff, so they're like, let's do the Grindelwald versus Dumbledore thing. I'm like, but then we got Newt. I guess we'll throw him in there somehow, you know?
Yeah.
And so they messed up there. And then I think they also messed up trying to tie it to Harry Potter too much. Like, we don't need Harry Potter and things from Harry Potter shoved down our throats at all times. Like, we could just, it's good enough to just be a part of the Wizarding World.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anyone goes and sees the movies specifically to see Harry Potter. We go for the environment, you know, the world that he lives in.
Yeah.
Less than we go to just see Harry Potter. And I think, it's just not very subtle.
The same way.
Just too much references to other things, right.
Had to see the Kessel Run, Darth Maul's in it out of nowhere.
And it just doesn't make sense that they gotta cram all these Easter eggs in there, when then they do things that they have no explanation for, and they just are like, okay, I don't know, it's just not very focused, but...
No, and I agree. There are decisions
made in
Hollywood.
I'm
going to
go turn the heater off for you. Keep talking.
That are like, I just don't. You have infinite roads to take, and yet you picked this one. This is how you decided to go with it. Like, I just never, I don't get that.
Right. Well, and it would have been something if I could blame someone else who wrote the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly believe J.K. Rowling. It got lucky with the first seven books, and now she blows because.
Well, yeah, and it's just so different.
Well, and
from movies out of these huge ass books to not having a book to reference at all and just writing a script.
Agreed.
Yeah, no, that's different.
Agreed. I don't know. It's just weird to me. I don't know if Chad, if you guys have ever read any of her other books, but like. Chris read the ones that are her mystery stories that she writes under the man's name, and she's like, they're okay. And then she read The Casual Vacancy, which is the one that she wrote under her name, and Chris was like, it just feels like she wants to no longer be a kid's writer, because like every other word was a cuss word, and it just felt very forced.
Hmm.
And then The Cursed Child is atrocious. People hate The Cursed Child, and she didn't write that, but she said, okay. Like, I just feel like she has this beautiful property that has so much potential, and she's just doesn't know what to do with it now. Like, I think she thinks she knows what fans want, and that's not what the fans want.
Yeah.
And it's kind of ruining it. So, I don't know. I'll stop talking about Harry Potter. Hey, Acid Cat, how are you doing
But
today?
You liked it then, right?
I liked the movie as a standalone movie. As it fits into the Harry Potter universe, it makes no sense.
Penelope loved it.
But that doesn't surprise me at all. Like, did he give any other reasons?
Or? He said the CGI was amazing.
CGI was amazing.
Like, he was like, there are things in it that just look real. I'm not even kidding. That was like word for word.
I mean, he's not wrong, but isn't that every movie?
Right.
I mean, but he probably likes all those movies.
It's like, I mean, I would be surprised. I would be shocked at a movie that has shitty CGI nowadays. Yeah. Not at the capability of CGI.
Right now, I expect the movie to have good CGI.
Right.
I don't go, wow, the CGI is great.
Fucking...
To me, when I say, wow, the CGI was great, that's like, that's the only good factor from it. At least it was fun to watch.
Like, they have CGI apes, sucked. Man.
Yes. Thanos is a Thanos. CGI. Yeah. I mean,
just
crazy.
Like, come on. I don't know, man.
Well, and seeing Menace and them are talking about, like, Voldemort's Rise, Harry's parents at school, one of the other schools, a random Ors cases on the job. Like, that's exactly what I was telling Chris. Like, they don't need to do Harry Potter-related things. They could literally do one in Japan about some guy.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. We care about the wizarding world, not Harry Potter's extended universe. Mm-hmm. Like,
I don't get why they don't do that. Like American even. Horror Story.
Well, it's because it's Warner Brothers. I don't think they figured out that they can.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing with Star Wars. All these major worlds that we like to inhabit, I don't get why they don't do it like American Horror Story.
Well, Star Wars
every single season's a different time,
yes,
place,
yeah.
Same actors.
Fargo's the same way, the TV show Fargo, right.
And so it's just like...
Agreed. Well, and
how
Star
do you
Wars
not
is,
think
is
that wouldn't work?
Trying to get better. Because they're at least doing the TV show miniseries now.
Yes,
and it's going to be completely about a Mandalorian who... Like, see, I think that's the way to do it. Like, we all know what a Mandalorian is because of Boba Fett, but this guy is not Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
He's just in the same vein.
Right.
So we can have a completely original story where you can care about him, and you don't have to worry about how it ties in to Rey, because they don't mention it. It doesn't matter. Like, that's...
I'm your father.
Like, we don't need a Newt Scrimmager movie to have to somehow tie into Harry Potter. Like, mm-hmm. No one watches Azkaban, Prisoner of Azkaban, and is like, this scene right here, 56 years ago, this happened. No one cares, man. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Feels like they're trying to recreate a universe the same way The Conjuring was made, an infinite amount of possibilities, but some things just don't work. Everyone's making a universe now. And that's also a huge problem.
Yes.
Because they're not doing it in the way...
They're doing it poorly.
Like, everyone forgets Marvel took 10 years
mm-hmm.
to make Thanos.
Yeah.
Like...
And what? They didn't reference anything in the movies, minus the end credit scene to tie things together.
Right.
Other than
all
that...
All those movies pretty much stand alone.
Yeah, they
unless
stand
unless they're
alone.
A sequel, which Infinity War is.
Right.
But even... The thing is that, like...
All the original stories, all the solo outings.
Like, you gotta remember...
And also
remember,
the build-up.
Iron Man came out before Facebook was big. The iPhone was 9 months old when Iron Man came out.
Yeah, he had that flip Verizon
phone.
Right,
like, you gotta understand, that's so long ago that these movies started coming out. Edward Norton was still hireable back at the beginning of the MCU. You know? People wanted to work with him. And it's like, it took 10 years. And now Harry Potter, we've had two Harry Potter movies come out, or Fantastic Beasts movies,
mm-hmm.
and they don't... I think the first one was okay until the end when they just, like, shoehorned in something from the novels that they barely glance on. This one just has too many stuff.
Gotcha.
And it's just, I don't know, man. But it's a cool movie to watch.
Nah, I felt the same way with the first one. It wasn't that... It was cool to watch, yeah.
Right.
But
I mean,
it was just...
I like watching the wizarding stuff. Mm-hmm. I like seeing the spells. I like seeing the creative uses of things. The creatures are great. I love the creatures in the movie. But the problem is that those all feel like afterthoughts because they can't make the movie about that stuff because they gotta keep the plot moving towards the Harry Potter stuff. And it does ruin the movie a little bit. So, you guys probably heard from just off the hand that Tone was there.
Yes.
He was there. In fact, I saw four people that I know in real life at that movie. If you would have shown up, I would have seen every person I know in real life at that movie that night. It was unbelievable. Because all I want to do is not talk to anybody. Alright? Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I talk to you guys all day. When I'm done talking, I want to talk to no one. There are two people I want to talk... Three. Let's do three people that I actually want to converse with after I'm done streaming. Colby, Chris, my mother. End of list. If anyone else calls me, I regret it. All right? Unless it's about business. If it's about business, talk to me all you want. Okay? Mm. I love talking business. But if it's about, hey, how's your life? It sucks! Because I'm on the phone with you right now! But you can't say that to people, so I gotta be polite. You know, not my kid. He doesn't want to talk to me. Okay?
No, you also can't talk to a kid the way that you talk to a friend.
Oh, I talk to my kid the way I talk to my friend all the time. And he's just like, shut up, I'm watching YouTube, Dad. Damn TDM is on. Why can't you stream Fortnite, Dad? Why can't you stream Fortnite? He's asked me twice now to stream Fortnite.
You gotta stream Fortnite.
I'm not streaming Fortnite.
You gotta
stream
Fortnite.
I mean, I think what he wants to do is he wants to go in and be like to school and be like, my dad's a streamer. And then what does he stream? And then he's like, Overwatch. And then all the kids throw bubbles, like rocks at him because he's so lame. So I think he doesn't mention it at all because I don't stream Fortnite. I'm a disappointment.
You gotta stream Fortnite, man.
Aren't the kids supposed to disappoint their parents, not the parents disappoint their children?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in an odd situation.
So anyway, saw everyone there, okay? I did successfully manage to not talk to one of them, though, so that's good for me. It's good for
I'm
me.
Chris
came out and goes, did you talk to so-and-so? And I was like, no. No, I don't want to say hi to him. It's awful of me, but I hope he didn't see me. If he didn't, you know. You somehow made the streaming dad uncool. Good job. Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, shocker, I made something uncool. Who could have imagined?
Dude, then you should play some Fortnite.
I'm not playing Fortnite.
Make that uncool to where all this
you think
shit
I can,
stops.
You think I have the power to ruin Fortnite?
Maybe.
Enough? I don't think I have that much power.
Is so dead? No, it is
Fortnite's
not,
huge.
Sam.
It's huge.
Kids are dancing.
Yeah.
From the fucking game.
Like, it might be dead for our age. It's bigger than ever for the kiddos.
Yeah, the tiny ones are just, like, in love with the thing.
Yeah,
I don't
huge.
Get it.
What's Fortnite? It's 2 weeks. That's what it is. Anyway, so Tone was there.
Yeah.
Okay, and he kept making this joke, like, oh, look, this guy's famous on the internet. Famous on the internet. First of all, it's not funny. I'm not famous. Okay?
Who? What?
Tone.
He was making that joke?
Yeah.
To who?
I don't think he meant it as a joke. He was like walking like his parents, like, you know, this guy's famous on the internet now. Oh, I don't know how to respond to
so
that.
So he went with his parents?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, his dad and his mom were there. And anyway, here's the thing. He went, first of all, I took the elevator because we were sitting up the top. It's an IMAX theater. It's huge.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken the elevator at the IMAX?
Yeah.
It's great. There's a bathroom up there right next to the elevator.
The bathroom's like, the best part.
Right. And then you could just walk. Now, like, if you're in the top 10 rows, it's way better to take the elevator than it is to go into the front of the auditorium, walk all the way up. So I was standing next to the elevator. Pinella comes up to me and he goes, how long has this been here? And I say, since the IMAX was built in 2005 or whatever it was, 2010.
Yep.
He goes, really? I go, yeah, man, you should. I'm like, what row are you on? Thinking that he'd just know. Like, he's got popcorn in hand. His parents are already walking. Like, he's clearly inconveniencing them by talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just going to follow them. And I go, well, if you're up in the first, like, five, six rows towards the top, take the elevator. It's a lot better. And there's a private bathroom up there. It's awesome. And he's like, what? There's a bathroom up there, man? That's crazy. And I'm like, yeah, dude. I'm like, your parents, I think, are waiting on you. Like, they don't want you to talk to me. He's like, yeah, yeah, you're right. All right, we're going. And then he walked off. Okay. How big is this theater? It's big. It's big. How would you describe it? Like, the screen's the size of a football field. Easily, right?
No.
I think so.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
A fucking football field? When have you ever been on a football field to
lots
know that
times?
Information?
Lots
no.
Of times?
Uh-huh. Sure. Sure. I'll believe that when I see it. Never.
IMAX screen. Let's look.
Hold on, I'm trying to find it.
I'm sure it'll show up in here, right? Here's an article from December 17th, 2010. From the Wichita Eagle. Like, that doesn't. Okay, here it is. The screen is 6 stories high, 100 feet wide, compared with Warren's previously big screen. So, it's 60 by 100, 60 feet wide by 100 feet.
God, where is this stupid photo? There it is.
Hey, Menace6 with the 5 bits.
I don't know how to get this to you.
I don't know how to do it either. Can I just Google it, maybe? It's not going to focus. It's on
focus.
It's on manual focus.
Damn it!
Here, look at it. There's just a picture right here.
There you go.
We'll just show this picture. Okay, so this is picture right here of the IMAX. So this is like the far right side of the theater. So this is like the right edge, and then this right here is the center. So it's like going to come down here as the center. And this, there's also maybe five or six rows below this. So, and they're all lettered. So we're on like row O, which is like three down from the top. Pinella is like right here. He's closer to the top than he is the bottom, but he's pretty much in the middle. Okay, it's a big place. Here's another picture of it. So it's big. All right, it's big, huge. So here's a shot from the middle over. Okay, and like here's the lobby. Here's the lobby. This is actually standing like right in front of the elevator. Okay, here's the turlet.
There's the turlet.
So it's big. Okay, here's some children. That's in the diner. That's not in the IMAX. That's miscategorized. All right. Okay, that's about it. So anyway, it's big. All right, here's the thing. So I go up the elevator. I get in my seat. I would say 5 minutes before the movie starts.
Mm-hmm.
No, 5 minutes into the movie. Like, I'm talking about the Warner Brothers logo is shown, the Harry Potter logo is shown. They're doing the opening sequence. It's dark, okay? Like, the opening sequence is the escape sequence for Grindelwald. So it's, like, at night, and he's, like, flying through the air in a carriage, and it's dark. I see Pinella coming up the aisle, mm-hmm. like the stairs. Just bending down, looking at the side of the chairs. He can't see it. He's just like, walks up. Now, I know he's five or six ahead of me, because I saw his head when I'm in my chair, because I want to know where he sits. And he's like five or six rows ahead of me. There's two rows behind me. And he's like maybe 10 people over. He comes to the row two away from where I am,
mm-hmm.
which is four or five away from where he's supposed to be. And he leans over and goes, "What row are you?" To just the stranger sitting on the end, in the middle of the movie. and then Chris immediately looks at me and goes, "Is that Pinella?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's Pinella." And then he goes, I can't see. I don't know what my ticket is." And like, I'm thinking to myself, like, what is this stranger going to do? Like, let me call your mom? Like, I don't know what. And so then what he does, that's a cat. Thank you for the 50 bits. Appreciate that. So what he does is I see him pull his phone out, and he goes, oh, he looks at it, and he looks at the thing, and he's like trying to shine the screen on the side of the chair to get like some light on it. And he goes, I can't see.
Aren't there lights around the fucking?
Kinda. Rish? Like, it's hard to see in there. It's dark. Okay.
Okay.
And then he swipes up, hits the flashlight button. And he shines it at the chair. He goes, "This ain't it." He turns it off, and I see him walk down like three, and then he just stares and does one of these, like. Because, and here's the thing, he's on the other side. Like, I'm sitting on the end, he's down like five or six in on the opposite side. So he's on the wrong side, six things up, looking for his parents to sit next to them. Like, I don't know, maybe it's like me, you know? I have anxiety about finding my seat because I desperately don't want to bother people during a movie. Like, I sit on the end, so if I have to pee, I just sweep right out, bother nobody, and like, I memorize where I sit. Like, I remember from a young age, I used to count the seats. Like, before they were numbered or lettered, mm-hmm. I would count on my way to the bathroom, like, one seat, two seat, three seat, four seat, like, one row, two row, three row, four row, in case I came back and it was dark. I could find my way to the seat because I'm horrified of standing around like a dingleberry just go, "Help!" Because I don't know where to go. It's literally one of my greatest fears. If I saw the boggart, a chair that couldn't be found would be my fear that came out of the boggart. All right? It's horrifying to me. And then here's Pinella just staring. "Stranger, what row are you?" So that means that not only did he get up not realizing what row he was on.
Nope.
Not knowing what side of the theater he is on, not knowing the relative position height-wise of the theater he's on, he got up not even knowing what his ticket said, seat number, row number, nothing, and then he asked strangers during the film where he sat, like they're gonna know! Just thank God he didn't notice I was sitting up there too early. I would have died in the chair if he would have came up to me and been like, do you know where I'm sitting, man? Oh, that drove me insane. I couldn't believe it.
You okay there, man?
Of course it's him.
Well,
it's like he just goes through life this way. Yeah. Like, how many things do you think he does like this that we don't observe because we're not there?
So many.
This is just a random Friday night outing with his parents, and he's lost in the IMAX.
And did he eventually find an IMAX?
I don't know. I mean, I assume so. He walked back down, and he disappeared because it was dark. And I was watching the movie.
That's fucking hilarious.
Just couldn't believe it, man. Just couldn't believe it. I mean, I can believe it.
Oh, yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But I can't believe it.
Yeah, he's a pretty dumb fella. I was trying to record him dancing last night because it was just the same thing.
Now, what kind of dancing were you doing, man?
A lot of hip movement. Just like a lot of swaying back and forth.
A lot of hip movement.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had this thing going.
You know,
like, he would do this. He would do this.
Check Snapchat. I wonder if there's actually videos of you on my Snapchat.
It's just like this.
Okay.
This was him all fucking
What kind
night.
Of music was it?
Like hip-hop dance shit.
Okay.
It was a DJ, so he was mixing and mastering some dubstep into fucking shit.
Gotcha. It's typical.
Yeah.
Let's look.
I didn't see his phone.
There's some snaps, man. Let's take a look. Let's see what we got here. Who is...
Madison.
What's on her head?
I don't know. Her hair.
What's going on here?
Focus.
This one should focus.
It's not going to focus.
It's not going to.
You saw that there's buns. Right here.
Hold on. This one I think I can make focus.
What?
This one's easy to turn
off. You're going to fuck it up, man.
It's fine. I'll just turn it off later. Here, look. Focus. Look at that. Okay, so there's that. All right, and then we got that was it. That's the only snap.
Yeah.
That's sad, man.
That's what.
That's too bad.
See anybody with their phones. Thankfully.
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 God, I'm so disappointed. I would have loved to see that. You know.
Yeah.
Call the club or bar saying I'm a PI and I need some footage from last night. That's a great idea. Now you're looking at snap. Who's that from?
Madison.
Oh, her. Okay, what's with the ears on her head?
I don't know.
Is that a thing that we're too old to understand? You want to show this to the stream or?
No, I'm good.
Were you in that?
I don't think so. Jesus Christ. This is why.
I mean, can you at least describe what you're seeing?
Just a lot of terrible recollection of last night. Like, it's sad to know that that's what we look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the vortex, you know? Like,
In the moment, you don't know how stupid you look.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, Pinella, when he was looking for his seat,
but, like,
he didn't feel fish out of water at all.
That,
yes.
And then showed
or
it
talked
to
about
him.
It on their podcast.
Or maybe that.
Yeah.
Then he might be like, oh, wow, that's bad.
I don't think he'll hear this and go, wow, I should change my behavior.
No.
I don't think so. I think when we talk about him,
I don't think he'll hear this.
It encourages him to, like, he's happy about it. I know. I've never tried it. It would have been good to try 10 months ago. The hair ears, I just don't know why.
When? What? 10
I just,
months
I'm
ago?
Just not hyping. I'm just not hip enough to know about hair ears, dude. Is that today's main topic? You don't know how stupid you look until someone tells you about it. We don't have main topics. We just talk.
That's true.
I know how stupid I look.
Is he saying that we're looking stupid now?
Dude, he can't tell me that because it's something that I already
saying?
Know. I know how stupid I look, period.
I don't know.
Always know how stupid I look.
I'm just...
I mean, and I'm pretty sure you know how stupid you look today wearing a hoodie and shorts when
dude,
it's 20 degrees
shorts,
outside.
It's fucking hot in here,
it's
is
hot
it
in
not?
Here. That's true.
Yeah, I knew exactly right. What I was doing.
All right, man, you're right.
I checked
you're
the
right.
Weather before I left, and I said, fuck it.
You're right. Can I tell another story real quick?
What?
Okay. So, our garbage disposal in our apartment broke Tuesday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so we couldn't do any dishes because it broke and it clogged or covered the drainage hole for the sink. So, like, water doesn't drain down our sink until it got fixed. And so we had to eat out, like, Wednesday, Thursday. They fixed it Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before they came on Friday, I had to go eat for the stream, so I walked to McDonald's to get some food. Let me tell you, dude. There was a woman there who looked like Charlie's mom. Okay?
Okay.
You know what Charlie's mom looks like. Mm-hmm. Like short, curly, blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
White as can be. Kind of frumpy.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And there was she was at the counter ordering for 15 minutes. The person in front of me. Okay, 15 might be an excuse. It was seven. Let's say 7 minutes. It was forever. Okay?
That's long.
And I was just standing there in my coat, listening to podcasts, waiting for her to finish. And about 2 minutes in, I was like, what is going on? And this lady was ordering the most specific things possible. And then, because the lady, like, she'd be like, I want an Egg McMuffin. And so the lady would go, Egg McMuffin. And she'd be like, but I don't want it with ham. And so she'd be like, okay, remove the ham. And then the lady would be like, wait, does the Egg McMuffin have ham? And then the person would be like, no, it has sausage, blah, 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 whatever. Details don't matter. And she'd be like, well, I actually want it, the one with sausage but not ham. Like, and the lady's like, okay. And so then she voided the item. And the lady would be like, why does it say void? She's like, I don't want to pay for it. And he's like, well, we'll just void it to get it off your receipt. It'll still show up as, like, added to the order. Mm-hmm. As a voided item. She's like, well, I don't want to see it on the screen. So the lady would restart the order. She'd clear the entire screen and start from the beginning every single time. This is what she looked like. I'll Google it. This is what she looks like. She looked exactly like this. That's who she is. That was the lady in front of me. And that's actually there's me behind her, by the way, right there. Would you hurry up, you old clown? This is literally her looking at the McDonald's lady, okay? And I was just standing behind her being like, I just want to like be like, hey, lady, please. And so then I had a new respect for people who work at McDonald's.
Oh, dude, because I'd rather die.
You know how like. You know how many people come in and are idiotic?
Mm-hmm.
And then you gotta sit there and not... You gotta serve those people and be polite to those people and know that those people make more money than you at a job you can't get. And they're the way that they are. There's nothing worse in this life than that, except maybe the Holocaust. Maybe. That sounds horrific to me. If I had to sit there and listen to this lady talk about stuff... I don't want ham. It's like, shut up, lady! I'll turn your face into ham!
I'd get fired.
Fills me with rage. And then so finally, she gets her order.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I walk up and I start ordering. And I don't remember what I got. I think I got two breakfast burritos. Because I don't eat meat. So I have to get things that I can remove the meat from without them being gross.
Mm-hmm.
So I got two breakfast burritos. And I got an Egg White Delight McMuffin. Okay?
You don't eat meat?
I don't eat red meat.
You're the fucking weirdest
person. I only eat
poultry.
Mm-hmm. I've done this for years now.
You're the weirdest
You should not
person.
Be surprised by this. It's been literal years.
Like a year. A year. You remember when we used to go get Smashburger all the fucking time?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Me too.
What are you saying?
And I miss it.
Like, you just ate a Baconator an hour ago.
All the red meat in the world. Eat it.
No, I don't want it.
Stuff it in your face.
I don't want it.
But you should.
It actually makes me sick if I eat it now.
It tastes so good.
It doesn't. It's all right.
Oh, it's so good.
It's all right. It's just all right.
You're the worst.
Yeah, I'm not a vegetarian. I don't eat red meat for environmental reasons and because pigs are cute. Those are the two reasons.
Pigs are not cute. They are tasty.
I will rip your lips off, dude. You watch
cows
what you say.
Cows create the best meat
cows,
in the world.
Cows are beautiful as well.
No.
I would love a pet cow, dude.
No, they're all terrible.
That's just like your opinion.
I'll eat a dog. I don't give a shit.
We've actually had conversations before on this show about how if there was nothing else to eat, I would eat dog to survive. And you're like, nah, dogs are too cute.
Yeah.
And now today.
Attitudes change, man. Get older. Decisions change. I'm just in a fuck it mood because I'm dead inside.
So if we catch you on a bad day, you'll eat a dog?
Oh, yeah.
Like a bad day, like one where you had nothing to eat except a dog?
Cute little bunny. I'll bite his head off.
Man. Oh, jeez.
I'll be Ozzy Osbourne with the bat.
Oh, this is getting insane. You know what else are ridiculously dumb? Watch this. You ready for this? You know what else are ridiculously dumb? Cats.
I'll eat a cat any day.
She just snapped her laptop in half. It just happened right now. I'm just kidding, by the way.
I'll eat a cat any day.
Anyway, that's not the point. Back to McDonald's, okay?
Uh-huh.
Back to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Standing there at the thing. And then I realized the problem was twofold. Not only did we have this lady ordering God knows what for hours, the woman who was taking the order had no idea how the computer worked. She had fingernails out to here. All right? Like, I think she was standing at the drive-thru window typing on the computer with her fingernails so long.
Did she have, like, her hand, like, locked in
the
hip?
Oh, of course. Like... One hand the entire thing. You can only one hand it when you have fingernails that way, okay? So, she was touching the screen, and I go, I want two burritos. Two breakfast burritos. She goes, okay, okay. Yeah, she goes. And you wanted two? Yes, I wanted two. Okay, what else do you need? Like, and then I want, I think, well, I'll just say it's a number one. It's whatever I've got. And I said, I want a number one. She goes, okay, number one, number one. Number one. And what do you want to drink with that? And I go, it's to go. So I just want a large soda. She goes, okay, okay. She goes, large? I go, yeah. She goes, okay, yeah. And what do you want to drink? I'm like, Coke. They don't fill it up for you. Okay, I take it to the thing and I fill it up. I'm just, Coke. She goes, okay, you want Coke? You want Coke? She puts Coke. And then she goes, this is to go. I go, yeah, it's to go. She goes, oh. Then she deletes that whole thing. Because she realized she was putting in the flavor because it was like a drive-thru order. And so she messed it up. So what did you need? And I had to tell her the whole thing again.
I would have fucking raged.
And so now that that's happened, I finally get it done. I only ordered two things, so it didn't take that long. It took a long time, but not that long. This lady literally shows back up with the bag of food.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, this isn't what I ordered.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, my God! And I didn't stick around to see what would happen, but I know it probably wasn't good.
Dude, I just went to Wendy's.
Yeah.
And I got mad at them opening the window after I paid for my meal, and they were like, you got the Baconator, right? And I had to say yes.
Video frozen? Never mind.
I had to say yes.
Uh-huh.
That enraged me. That alone.
Because I just asked you the question. Yeah. How many people were in line?
I was the only one.
Then why would they ask?
Right? Also, you should know it's your job to organize this shit. That's why I pay you money. It's just fucking dumb.
I just couldn't believe it. Like, I literally left my home at like 9:50 a.m. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't make it back until 10:30. And it's only a 4 or 5 minute walk from my home
ridiculous.
To McDonald's. Like, it's not that far.
That's insane.
And there was one person in line in front of me, and it was Charlie's mom, and then it was me. And it took 25 minutes for me to get an Egg McMuffin and two burritos.
I would have shot a bitch.
And then I got it home, and you know what? Wasn't even that good. Because McDonald's sucks.
McDonald's is not good.
McDonald's sucks.
We got McDonald's last night.
Yeah? What'd you get?
Nuggets.
Dude, nuggets? When I eat chicken nuggets, I feel like I just ate, like, a brick.
Yeah, no,
they're not good.
They're good when you eat them, and then they sit, and then they stew.
People were looking for reasons, maybe she was just trying to get a free meal. Could have. I don't think so. I don't feel like you're that picky. I don't know, man. It scares me that those people are out there. That's honestly what it is. It scares me that those people are out there driving their cars next to us, watching their films,
they exist,
next
man.
To us, listening to our podcasts. Like, I'm terrified of those people existing, you know?
They exist, they're out there, and they're the worst.
Well, I don't like it, man. I just don't like
me
it.
Me either.
Okay, well, that's the end of my story, so I filled an hour of the show, a little over an hour. So I think now, your turn.
That's unfair.
Why?
Because your name comes first. This is a majority, mostly your show. No. No.
There. Now your name's first.
No.
Talk.
Now it's Iblk.
Your name's first now.
Iblok.
That's your new name.
Hites. Hites. Iblok and Hites, huh?
How dare you talking trash about their nuggets? I'm sorry, Bad Juju. I'm sorry.
And you only flipped the overlay. You didn't flip us. Even though
we need to be flipped. We need to be flipped too.
Well, yeah, we need to be first, man. That's how this goes. Don't even worry about it. Just unflip the fucking
there.
I remember when it was like this. This is terrible.
It's not good.
No, it's not.
It's not good.
Is it weird that we flip it and it works better?
What do you mean it works better?
It just looks better. Like here.
That's just because you're first now.
No. Now it looks bad.
This are you looks, okay?
Yeah, this.
What are you saying?
When it's flipped normally, like how it sees us in real life, like my hat says adapt correctly now.
People can read backwards, Colby. It's not, hieroglyphics.
Hey, I'm saying that when it's like this, it's bad. It does not look as professional.
I agree.
And then you flip it, and then it looks
better. I look farther away.
I don't get it.
From this view for some reason.
Don't
it doesn't
get
make
it.
Any sense. Mm-mm. It doesn't make any sense, but.
Yeah, no.
Okay, I'm going to flip it back, though.
Good, because I can't take it.
Yeah, that looks better.
So weird.
So much better. So much better. Where's our overlay? Here it is. There. All right, back to normal. Okay? Back
God,
to normal.
Jesus Christ.
I can read the shirts and posters now. Yeah, because if you didn't know that poster back there was of Yoshi until it was flipped.
When you flipped him, he turned into a green dinosaur.
All right, man. Let's talk about some things. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. You want to talk about... You want to get philosophical... Or do you want me to be just kind of just go off the seat of my pants real quick? Something that I don't know if it's going to be good or
that one.
You want to do that? Okay.
Yeah, that
so I found this on YouTube and I think this is hilarious. Okay. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but now, okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you guys a trigger warning. Okay. I'm going to play this for you, and you will never, ever. Be able to watch a movie trailer the same way again. It's going to ruin all movie trailers for you from now until the end of time. Okay? Well, I just want
I
you guys
I
to know
I might
that.
Have seen this. Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing my cow coma right now, and I'm working on a chapter called Anti-Derivatives. I told my professor it sounds like a bad Marvel villain. And she said, good, all mathematicians are Marvel villains, so I concur. That's probably true, actually.
Anybody who knows how to do math is evil.
Are there any people like Marvel villains or superheroes... That don't know how to do math real well? Like, is there anyone that's just an idiot?
I would say, like,
Ant-Man?
The Croc. Croc guy? Killer
a lot
Croc?
A lot of Spider-Man villains are idiots.
Killer Croc's
they? They're just, like,
dumb.
Straight. Like, they're just, like, strong.
Sandman's terrible, yeah.
But, like, even people like Ant-Man, they have a skill like pro-thievery, you know?
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Here we go. Back to this. Trigger warning, okay? It's going to ruin movies for you forever.
So dead.
This is how all blockbuster movie trailers are made.
Have you ever wondered about this particular thing? Because it turns out that that thing is real. That thing I referred to earlier? Well, it's happening, and it will destroy us all.
This is it. I like the song, though.
Someone has to stop this.
The thing is, this is a great trailer.
Yeah.
And that someone is you.
You didn't think it would be that easy, did you?
Available VFX shots. Oh,
I'm the one. I'm not the person who can stop this thing.
You are that person. Now take my hand!
Pretty much anything here.
For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. I am the reaction.
Also, did you know you can now scroll down?
What do you, yeah, no, I mean, I see that now, but...
Like, that's weird. It's weird.
I mean...
Cool, it's weird.
That trailer to
me... That's amazing.
That's the craziest thing.
Like, you bring up the Infinity War trailer,
right.
That exact
it's
thing.
All, I saw this, I had this for Thursday night show, so mm-hmm. I watched it, and then I went and saw Harry Potter, mm-hmm. and saw all the trailers before that movie. Every single one of them was this formula. And honestly, it's because it worked. Like, this doesn't advertise any movie, it's literally only audio.
Mm-hmm.
And the audio is enough to sell you on the movie, so just imagine it with the eye candy. That's enough. Which made me think...
You got me with the booshes, man.
Yeah, the boosh. like the thing is, like, that made me
so
think
ridiculous.
That we are actually worse because people can see us. Because what this trailer does is it shows that with high-quality audio content, you can draw people in. Then if you improve upon that with great visual content, it's even better. What we do is we have this high-quality audio content, but then you see our faces.
That is a downfall in it. Turn the camera off.
Better show.
Better show.
This is a
you
way
don't even
better
know what's
show.
Coming now.
You don't know
Things
what's
could
coming
just
at all.
Explode in your face.
You don't even know.
You don't even know. Did I time that right?
That was perfect.
Good. Good.
Almost too perfect, honestly.
Right.
It's like we planned that.
Pick a.
Hey, what's up, Rocket? Good to see you, man. How you doing?
Pick a movie trailer. Let's see if it lines up.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. There is a Red Dead Redemption trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a fan-made trailer. Someone made it cut Red Dead Redemption 2 into a movie trailer.
Oh, okay.
I have not watched this.
Mm, let's see if it has
But
the
I want to know. That's why this is a risk, because it may pay off, it may not.
Okay.
I want to see if this trailer uses the formula that How to Make a Blockbuster Movie trailer
mm-hmm.
gave. Okay, so let's watch this.
Yep.
So far.
Arthur Morgan.
So far.
Vanderlyn's most trusted associate. You're a wanted man, Mr. Morgan. $5,000 for your head alone.
But you're the only one of these fools that I trust.
I mean, this whole thing is pretty much done. We're more ghosts than people.
We ain't done yet.
Pretty good trailer, though.
Stay strong. Stay with me.
We're down.
Fuck, too, man.
Sons of Dutch. Makes us brothers. Sometimes... Brothers make mistakes.
This place ain't no such thing as civilized.
You people venerate savagery, and you will die savagely.
Oh, we're all gonna die, Agent.
I mean, it's a really good trailer, though. Really good trailer, though.
Just one more.
That's always a goddamn train.
It's a goddamn train.
Like, honestly, amazing trailer.
Yeah, thank you.
Amazing trailer, honestly. Like, whoever Tiger is. Like, good job to him. But that was, like, that was really well done. But
it lined up.
It's literally the formula. So it makes me wonder, like, what other, Like I said, that's why I said, like...
Like, which one isn't like that?
Trigger warning. It's going to ruin every trailer you see.
One of the ones... it might be Bohemian Rhapsody. The trailer that for that, I mean, it was a teaser, though.
Right.
That doesn't count.
Well, and that one's also has its own music. Yeah. So it's a little different, you know? I don't know. I think 90% of the movies... Mm-hmm. that come out are going to follow that formula in some fashion. Like, technically, it wasn't spot for spot. Like, there's some villainry before it, you know. But still, pop song used in a way you don't expect. It's like all these things. But it's really well done, so you can't even get mad at it. It's just funny that that's the winning formula. That's just how it is, you know. But, that scene in that trailer where they are lighting their cigarettes and then they realize they're standing next to a cart full of dynamite. And they just both look at each other and throw their cigarettes away without that is one of the funniest moments that I've ever experienced in all of video gaming. That game is so good. I worry for people like Sam who are like, they're not getting it until Christmas. That game is so spoiler laden. It's impossible almost at this point to not know how it ends.
Yeah.
Just because the internet has already figured it out. Like, the twist in that game is so immense that, like, it's one of those things that, like, we don't live in the world anymore where Empire Strikes Back, you have to go see it, you know, and now it's on Twitter, so.
Yeah.
Like, I streamed it, and, like, I think I had 5 people come into my chat and be like, this happens. And joke's on them, though, no one watches me, and I like spoilers, so. Got them! Got to ban people. It's fun, dude. What do you say about Fallout 76? Never played it, man. Never played it. I've heard mixed things. Some people love it, some people hate it. I don't think anyone kind of likes it. That's all I've heard.
That's probably just okay.
I mean, that's just your general malaise about life, though.
Nah, it probably sucks ass.
Yeah. I'm surprised how respectful people have been about spoilers. I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't... The thing about Red Dead 2 is that it's so good, I don't want it... Well, first of all, it could be spoiled, and you'll still like it. That's how good of a game it is. Because it's less about the destination and more about the journey. And then second of all, I think people that are normal and not jerk trolls... They don't want to spoil it because they want you to experience it because they realize how far. All right. Okay, he passed out. All right.
Huh?
Hey, man, you remember back in your douchebag years where you used to say to David Paul's Bad Boys for Life?
I do.
Well, that's going to be the new name of the Bad Boys movie. So, how do you feel about that?
And they stole my life, man.
It's Bad Boys.
Me and David have literally done that pose.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
Have you photographed? Which one are you?
I'm Will Smith.
Of course you are. Okay. I knew that before I got the answer, but I just wanted to make sure. Of course you're Will Smith.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely.
Bad Boys for Life, but the E in life is a 3. Begins filming in January.
It's terrible.
Have you been back and watched the OG Bad Boys movies?
No.
They're not that good.
I just watched Pain and Gain, though.
That movie's also not that good.
It's pretty good.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's okay.
That's pretty good.
The cast in it sells it, but it first of all, it's like 6 hours too long. That movie has the longest running time of any movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, it gets a little long.
It's just like, what? This is not the movie I expected it to be by the end of that movie.
No.
But...
No, anywho, they pulled the same, like, through the bullet hole kind of camera
move.
They're
both Michael Bay movies.
Yeah, they pulled the exact same move that
they're
was
all
in
Michael
Bad
Bay,
Boys
dude.
2 to that one. I was like, well, yep, Michael Bay has a...
the only Michael Bay movie you'd pay
for?
His
camera.
Which one, Basement?
Things.
Which one are you talking about? Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really likes to let people know he has a giant camera and that he sticks it in things.
Yeah.
And in people's faces.
Yeah. Except now it's probably all visual, digital effects. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably not real. Sam says that he's getting...
it was a metaphor for his penis.
He said, I'm getting the... Yes, we... I understand.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes. That's why I made the laughter and the joke.
I got you.
Yes. Sam says he's getting a PS4 Pro plus Red Dead and a 4K TV on Black Friday.
Oh, buddy.
Which reminds me... Okay, I was supposed to tell you this. I should have told you off air because people don't care, but I'm going to forget, so I'm going to tell you now. Mm. Black Friday, GameStop,
mm-hmm.
$199, PlayStation 4 plus Spider-Man.
Oh, shit. That's too much.
How much money did you spend last night on liquor? How many Spider-Mans could you have bought?
$1,000.
I got my TV on Black Friday 2 years ago. No regrets, dude.
No regrets?
No regrets at all. Not even one letter, man. Love it.
Not even one letter.
Not even one letter. Love it.
But is Will Smith relevant anymore?
Dude, I don't know.
Like, okay, I've been starting to watch Casey Neistat. You know who that is?
No.
He's a vlogger on YouTube.
No.
He's a YouTuber.
You should have known that I wouldn't have known that then. Normal PS4,
he's
Sam,
a pretty
normal.
Big deal.
Okay.
And then Will Smith just showed up to his place. Because now he's realizing that Fresh Prince won't get him far with the young people. So he's got to be on Instagram. He's got to be on Twitter. He's got to be on Facebook. Got to be on Snapchat.
Well, that's just branding.
Yeah.
That's how every... You know, we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Reddit. We're
I'm
on
not.
Discord. Well, yeah. And it hurts the show.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. No. 1,000,000%.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, 1,000,000,000%.
No.
1,000,000,000%.
We're fine. You do all the work. So
I do great. All the work, but the show would be better if you also participated. Because people don't like to hear me.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. Yeah. They want you. I am here as a catalyst for your groans. That's what the people pay for.
That doesn't make any sense.
Dude, I don't care if it makes sense. Those are the facts. You gotta accept it. You gotta accept those facts. Accept them. Accept them right now.
We've had this discussion.
See, Sam says, I want more Colby. See?
It wouldn't work. That doesn't work. We've had the same discussion multiple times.
What?
I should participate, and then I say I'm going to, and then don't.
Right.
So now I'm not even going
to... Well, I appreciate you not lying to me anymore, getting my hopes up. So, yeah. See, there's cheer five. See, Menace cheered.
What did I say? Accept
telling
the
you
facts.
To accept the facts.
That doesn't... That's no... No, none of those are facts.
He hardly wants to show up. He's not going to do more. Yes, Taylor, I am aware of this is a fact I have accepted.
I want to show up.
Do you?
Yeah.
You told me you woke up today and was like, God, I'm glad I get to go do the show?
No.
Okay, well...
No. Okay. But I knew that I liked the show because, if needed, I could fall asleep on the show and everything would be fine.
That's because I just talk forever.
Yeah. I'm basically asleep now.
Benji says, Colby, stand up.
Why do people want me to stand up?
I
want to
see your gams, dude.
No.
Come on, show them your gams.
I'm not showing nobody nothing.
I want you to say the word gams. Come on. I know you're avoiding
saying
it.
Gams, man.
He said it, I
what
went.
Are your gams anyway?
It's like a 1920s word for legs.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yeah. What does gams mean? Yeah, see? A leg, especially in reference to the shapeliness of a woman's leg. See? I know my weird 20s references, dude.
A gam? What
a
the fuck?
A gam. What? Look at you look at it like Grandma Ethel reading Reader's Digest.
I can't. The polarization on these glasses. That screen is literally black.
Maybe don't wear sunglasses.
I need them. For confidence.
Oh my God, dude. It's so rude, Samson. Oh, okay. Wait, what? What are we talking about?
Is there like a joke or something to try and get me to stand up?
What? Oh, you
Did
think
you
now?
Did you like tell your viewers like we should
no!
get him to stand up?
No, you are so paranoid about my other stream. I don't talk.
Dude, three of them.
What about up your butt?
Put it under my butt.
Oh, I thought he said, oh, so you're going to put something up your butt.
Three of them right in a row were like, stand up.
They just want you to stand.
32-bit said stand up earlier, too.
These are real Ray-Bans. What's the P on there for?
Hmm?
Your glasses, it says Ray-Ban and then the letter P.
I don't know.
Why is there a P?
Polarized.
Isn't that what it stands for?
Yep.
Okay, alright. They just want you to stand up, alright?
I don't give a
it
fuck.
It has nothing to do with me.
They all can suck a dick.
Alright, man, I just think it's hilarious that you think you're so paranoid about things that happen on my stream. We don't really talk about you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
No, I popped in. When did I pop in? Whenever I said to shave your head.
There's actually a...
You were talking about the show immediately when I turned it on.
There is a recurring joke on the show that if we say your name,
mm-hmm.
you'll
show up.
Yeah,
yeah no, yeah. I get it. It yeah. happened.
But it's not... But we don't actually talk about you that much on the show.
Mm-hmm.
On my show. It doesn't happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
See, they want me to stand up now. See?
I don't get it. Why?
I don't know.
So confused. We are actually standing up. You can't see our lower halves, but we've been standing this
Yeah, we do this
time.
Whole show standing.
We're very
like
short.
That time when Coley put his foot right in the carrot, that's just incredible dexterity mm-hmm. on his behalf, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. This chair behind
when Colby was wearing some kind of backpack and he put books, shoes, and a backpack on his head. We do a lot of stupid stuff on this
It wasn't
show.
A backpack, it was a back brace.
That's what it was, yes.
And secondly, yes, I put shit on my head, I'd do that now.
I'm not going to do it, we've already done it. He asked us to do something else, nothing to do with you standing up. So is Colby not wearing trousers? I mean, he's wearing short shorts.
They're shorts.
They're short shorts.
They're rode up because I was like down here.
Oh, they're short shorts. Okay. It's fine. I don't care. I've seen you fully nude. I don't care about your short shorts.
They're normal shorts.
Look at my shorts right now.
Yeah, see? They're normal shorts.
Look at this. Is this attractive?
No.
Okay, no one else can see it. It don't matter.
That's good.
That's good. You don't need to be hurtful.
Mm-hmm. This show's ridiculous.
Colby is embarrassed of his short shorts, okay?
I am not. I just don't understand the standing. I'm also not a puppet on a string.
I think that's the major reason they want you to stand is because they want you to
not
dance, funky dance. I'm
not a puppet.
Okay, man.
I'm not a puppet.
Yeah, basement brain. I went out,
basement's
got gas,
here?
Got breakfast this morning. Basement's been here for a while.
When?
At least since we were talking about Bad Boys.
Oh, my God.
Been here a while.
I see. He's the best. Sit down. Colby, sit down. That's right. I'm not the one eating cocaine to get fit.
Listen.
Neither am I, Rocket Man.
Thanks, Menace. Listen. The reason Basement Brain said to sit down is because you said I'm not your puppet. So by saying sit down...
No, but he's on my side.
No, he's saying sit down so you'll be like, I'm not going to do what you say, and then you'll stand up.
Well, I'm doing it for me. And he understood that.
No, he didn't.
He was teaming up with
you. You don't get his joke.
I get
the
joke.
He wants
fine.
You to stand up.
It's actually not a joke. He's just on my side.
But Colby is a hipster. He is. He wears joggers and all that stuff. Ballin'. I mean, he's a hipster.
I dress like one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You listen to hipster music, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Screamo's hipster?
Yeah, it's very hipster.
No.
Yes. Vans Warped Tour.
It's emo.
It's hipster. All right? Emo's hipster because no one listens to it anymore.
There's much more fucking hipster things than that,
The only thing more hipster than what you listen to is what I listen to, but my music is listened to by 90% old people. And then 10% hipsters.
No.
If you find someone who listens to my music in a hipster way, they're really a hipster. But most of my music is also listened to by grandparents.
No.
100%.
What kind of music are you talking about, man?
Stuff with fiddles in it, dude. Stuff with fiddles in it.
Oh, my God. I'm just thinking of your stream playlist. It's really
that I pick to make the stream people happy.
Yeah, but it's really
sounds
hipster.
Nothing like my music.
What's your music?
I have a 10-hour playlist filled with my music. You want to hear some samples?
I haven't heard.
Let's
your
hear.
Music
here we go. Let's see who just plays off the first random. Okay, this one is video game soundtrack music from The Witcher 3.
This has fiddles in it.
This one probably does have fiddles in it. Yeah, actually, a lot of Polish fiddles. All right. Okay, let's hit shuffle again. This is 20 years old. I used to cry about my high school crushes to this song. That's how old this is. You think hipsters listen to this?
No one should listen to this.
Exactly, okay. I'm just gonna hit next, all right, next song. All right, this song is one of my favorite songs of all time, all right? This song might be hipster. This song I would classify as probably hipster. This drum breakdown about a minute and a half into this song makes me turgid, dude.
What?
Yes!
Did you say turgent?
Turgid.
What's turgid?
Google it later. Cole Seth's a hipster because he thinks he's 20 years old. No, it's just I haven't listened to anything new in 20 years. There's a difference. Okay, next song.
I wanted to hear the drum breakdown, man. Son of a bitch.
You ready for this tempo change, man?
No.
You ready for this tempo change? Get ready! Get ready to have your nips blasted off! Listen to this drums, dude. Okay, hold on. It's coming. Here's another tempo change.
Swollen?
you were quite right. Nature had another plan.
Yeah, swollen. Think of a thing that would get swollen, and then you'll get it, okay? Understand? Okay, here it comes. This is the breakdown, dude. You're ready. Look at this. If you made a drum cover of this song, I would slurp you. I just want you to know
that. Isn't even a drum breakdown, man.
Well, it's a tempo change. Breakdown. Yeah, okay. I said breakdown to lighten it up for people. Okay. Anyway, that was Me Without You. They're my favorite band of all time. Okay, this is another selection of soundtrack music from Horizon Zero Dawn this time. Okay. No fiddles in this.
And this is what you just listened to.
Yeah, I just put this on repeat. Okay, this is just Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross.
I was going to say, like, what do you listen to when you drive, but you don't drive?
No. Yeah, this is just more soundtrack music. See, I like classical, too. Like, this is nice, yeah.
I mean, I would listen to this stuff when I'm working.
That's what I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Another Horizon Zero Dawn. Okay, this is hipster, for a record. This right here is hipster as can be. Okay?
Yeah, no, I can't listen to screamo and work. That doesn't, no.
Hipster. 100%. But now hipsters aren't allowed to like Mumford & Sons because they became too popular, right? Right?
Sure. I don't know. I'm not a hipster, so I couldn't tell you.
Let me see if I can find some stuff. Okay, here, I'll show you. This is what I probably consider my most hipster playlist. This is my hike and bike playlist. Okay, so if I'm feeling real country, okay, this is what I listen to. All right, this is good right here.
I live in a nameless town. No need.
I mean, if you had to tell someone, though, like, what kind of music does Seth listen to, you'd show them this song. This is what I like.
This is weird. I would have put on J. Cole, man.
I like some J. Cole. Okay, next one. Look at this, man. This is hipster right here, too. But see, like, this is what I listen to when I'm, like, exercising or, like, outside or something. This is my mountain man music. That's what this is. Okay. One of the greatest songs of all time. Oh, you want to play some of your music now? What is this? This is Maroon 5.
This is what I listen to when I run.
Is this your actual running playlist?
Yeah.
Okay.
It came on. Spotify has this thing, like, it's got, like, BPMs. Just, it has certain playlists for running.
Right.
That will match your feet.
Okay. I mean, BPMs. That makes sense. What about Bob Dylan?
And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm running now.
Dude, I don't judge people for whatever music they listen to, all right? LCD Sound
no,
System.
I gotta listen to happy shit when I run because I'm so depressed.
No, I get it. See, I break down and I listen, like, this song. Let's see if the other song by this guy's on here. Yeah, this song. Okay. This band right here, this is the War on Drugs. I don't know anyone who's one heard of this band, two listens to them. This is one of my favorite bands of all time because of the guitar layers in this stuff. If you ever want to kill yourself, just put this song on. This is what I listen to. Dude, it's so good, though. And his voice is terrible, and I love people who have terrible voices. I don't know why.
Got a band that I can tell. Pain is on the way out now.
I mean, when you get about a minute into this song, you start looking for the nearest needles. Dude, that's what it is.
Oh, I'm already looking.
Yeah.
Already looking.
I know it's hard looking in.
This makes me want to cry, man.
No, not tomorrow, you'll be back again.
So good. Let's be musical soulmates. I mean, the fact that you knew who Me Without You was, Basement Brain, shocked me. I recently found this band, and I like this band here. This is the Oh Hellos. This is a little more upbeat, see? I still have yet to find one person who knows who this person is. This is some hipster stuff. What are you doing with your hand? Are you playing guitar? Ukulele? Ukulele? There's a woman singing.
Why?
Well, you don't like women singing?
I would shoot myself.
Come on, man.
No, just this music's terrible, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I love that stuff, dude. You asked. You asked. I saw that one of your bands came out with a new album the other day.
Yeah, they suck.
It sucks?
Is it Memphis Mayfire?
Yeah, I think it was Memphis Mayfire.
Yeah,
I was going to pull it up.
They suck.
I thought you used to love them.
I do, but they've changed and they suck.
Wow.
They suck. You can play the newest Bring Me the Horizon song. It's
a
little different.
I just want to know. I just want it to be known, though, that you saying that my favorite band's newest album is trash is very hipster.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't typically do it. Like, I mean, these motherfuckers change up style, like, apparently all the time, these stupid bands.
Right. It's not Throne. I'm not playing Throne.
It's a single.
That's the spirit?
No. It's new, man. Why isn't it just not at the top?
It's a great question. Here, I'm just going to... It's got to have a single.
None,
album, right?
Well, yeah. Where's it at? Where's... Stop moving.
Here's what I need to do. I need to click on the artist page. I'm an idiot. Here it is. It's this song. AMO?
No, what?
That's the album.
What?
That's the new album.
Yet.
Mantra, Wonderful Life. Those
what?
Are the two
Hold
songs
on. This
that are
is the
available.
First time I'm seeing this! Let me read! I'm very excited for this album. These look really weird.
That's their new album, man.
There's a song called Heavy Metal.
Yeah. Can't listen to that one yet. It features Rozelle, by the way. Who's Rozelle?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Did it have a release date? I thought I saw one.
It should. It should say expected release somewhere. Yeah, scroll up a little bit, maybe.
This was the song.
It should be on this page, man.
Wait.
January 25th.
There you go. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, hurry up.
Because this is your music right here, man?
Yeah.
I read a fun fact about the brain, how it starts.
I mean,
I love this guy.
This guy sounds like the guys that I sound to. Your music's just more high octave.
This song is very weird, but it's growing on me.
I would probably like your music unplugged.
Makes me sad, but
cuz I like this guy's voice too. Also, I kind of like this music for the record. I just can't listen to it while I'm working and stuff.
I can't even.
Yeah.
No, this is at the gym and in traffic, so where I don't yell at people. Yeah, it's definitely different. Like, if you were to play Mantra and then this one, or this one and then Mantra, Mantra's going to be way different.
Yeah, this is the band, chat, so you can see it. This is Bring Me the Horizon.
So good.
And this one's different, you said?
This one's more like radio, kind of.
Oh, this is their radio edit.
Yeah. This is their single.
Why is nothing capitalized?
I don't know.
I'm really triggered by that.
Yeah, that's why I thought it's weird.
It's like it's text messages, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm concerned about this album a little bit, but then I'm also very excited.
Start a cult with me.
No.
I'm vibrating like I ought to be.
I'd pass.
I need a purpose. I can't keep surfing through this existential misery. Now we're gonna need some real estate. But if I choose,
I mean, this is pretty good. I like this.
Here's the chorus here in a second. I mean, it's just, it's...
See, I like that stuff.
I know. I love this song.
I love that stuff. That stuff's really cool.
I love that song.
If it has an E, it isn't radio edit. Well, that's true.
But now, see, that's what they are now.
Okay.
This is what they were.
Dude, what is that cover photo? Like, just look at, like, look at that. Like, what's with the man that's wearing a... Are they obsessed with... Do they love the devil?
I think so.
Is this music the Satan, Colby?
Yes.
Are you giving me the Satan? This is way heavier.
This was their first album, 12 years ago.
Yeah, but in 2006, this was the type of music metal was.
That's what I'm saying. So bands start off like this, and then they change in now into fucking Imagine Dragons. That's what people are doing.
Well, you know why?
Money.
Money.
There's money in Imagine Dragons. There's not in this.
Money is a thing, all right? It takes a bunch of idiots.
I'm just saying, Memphis Mayfire sucks now. I'm terrible.
All right, let me catch up in chat. All right. If you like folk music, look at The Tallest Man on Earth. He's from Sweden. I've listened to him. Know him well. Thoughts on UK grime? Don't know what that is. Seth, Try So Soon by Indoor Pets. Heard it. Love it. I like Indoor Pets. They're a good band. Heavy Metal by Sammy Hagar. Hard pass. Tool? I don't listen to Tool. I generally don't like Tool.
Sober.
Because I've never heard a single Tool song in my life.
Okay? You probably have.
I probably have, but I didn't know it was Tool.
Yeah.
But all I know is that a bunch of idiots, when I went to middle school, wore Tool shirts, and I didn't like it. And so now I hate Tool because of their branding. Has nothing to do with Tool as a brand. Just hate them. So I don't listen to Tool. All right? Did I say it made sense? No. Do I stand by it? Yes. Okay? All right. Now, Bad Juju put in a YouTube link that's probably going to be some very weird Arabian music. So let's check out this.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, this is going to put us on a watch list, I'm sure.
I don't want to know what's being said.
I don't either. I trust Bad Juju. That's the only reason I'm playing this. He's got guns, though. You should like that. Can we listen? It's just this over and over again. Oh, there's some melody. It just weirds me out that there's music in other countries. Like, right. Does that weird you out? Just like, how dare they have their own music and culture, you know? This is America. All right, let's click. Let's see. Sam put this one in here. So you guys all want us to roast your favorite songs. I get it.
Shut down, eh? Trust me, daddy.
God, how British is Sam, dude?
I can't do this.
Good
British
Lord, he's so British.
This is a whole other genre by itself. When it shut down,
that's not me and it shut down. This ain't bad. I mean, for being like this style of music. Like, it's not my cup of tea, but it's not bad. It's better than Little Peep or whoever.
This is Tony P level stuff.
Oh, yes. 100%. He would jam to this, for sure. Don't know your songs, but they know mine. That's why I got gigs just like Joe Grind. After the show, I'll be rolling mine. Can we talk about this? Hold on. Hold on. Don't know your songs, but they know mine. That's why I got gigs just like Joe. What's with that hair right here, dude?
That's not on purpose, right? I don't think that's on purpose.
But don't you think someone should be like, look, lady,
right. Somebody
you got like a weird cobra
like,
on the side of your head?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is Little Peep a real person?
Maybe.
I think he is, right?
Like a rapper these days?
Right.
Oh, I have no idea.
I think Little Peep's a real rapper, right?
No idea.
Yeah, I've never heard of Skepta. No idea. No idea. Okay, and there was one more that 32-bit wants us to roast. Here we go.
We got gnomed.
What's this?
We got gnomed, man.
What are we, old chum?
What's being gnomed?
I'm not a gnome.
It's like the new
I'm
not
a gnoblin.
Rick Astley
I'm
thing.
A gnome, and you've been gnomed.
I like it. Please gnome me more. That's way better than Rick Astley. I'd way much rather be gnomed than...
What's it called?
Never the Rickrolled?
Rickrolled, yeah. That's it, yeah.
I would much rather do that. Get gnomed.
Yeah, that's the new one.
A gnome makes me happy, looking at his face. He's a cute gnome. I like
you just
it.
Got gnomed.
I like it. Okay, this is my roommate's band about to fund their new single. Okay. Here's Rick Astley. Oh, he got me. Wait, is this really your roommate's band? I have not, Sam. Yo, we're playing your mixtape, Seth and Colby. Right here on 107.9 KTRD, this is a Yasmin Nur girl anthem, song I relate to, especially in my teens. It's a girl, so that makes sense. I mean, to be honest with you, I would much rather listen to this than whatever Sam sent. Mm-hmm. And I would rather listen to whatever Sam sent a million times than listen to whatever Bad Juju sent.
Yes.
Okay. So just for the record. Mm-hmm. So. Hey, by the way, Basement, if you need me to pretend to be on the radio and talk up records for you to your band, so you can make tapes for radio stations, feel free, man. I'll be whoever you want. This is Howard Stern. I can't do Howard Stern, though. But I can make someone up. You know, this is Soured Hearn. You know,
this
I can
is
do that.
Flabbergast Tapperast.
Sapper-ass, tapper-ass? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Okay, now how many of these links are we going to click? Here's what Sam says. 82 million views recorded unprofessionally in a park. Good Lord, how can something like this have 82 million views and we've never heard of it? That's a stupid question. I know why. I've never heard of it. How have you never heard of it?
I have no idea.
What's that name?
Enemy. Shut up.
Shut up.
Dude, they are so British, dude.
Tell man, shut up. Come man, call me a backup dancer. On stage in the Brits, I'm a backup dancer. If that makes me a backup dancer, I'll demand in your bids. Backup dancer.
And the dude's talented, at least. Yeah, I would take this 100 times. I'm going to Google Lil Peep. I know he's a rapper.
Dude, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, Lil Peep, right here, 9 million views. Here we go, Lil Peep.
Fight it, cause you're nothing like the usual. Isn't life beautiful? I think that life is beautiful. You wanna see your friends, but you're stuck inside a hospital. Dr. Wallace in, and he tells you that it's terminal. Tumor in your brain, and the same.
Maybe this wasn't the appropriate one to pick.
Isn't life beautiful? I think.
No,
this guy's a
this
moron.
This is a fucking Post Malone wannabe.
Yes, 100%.
Everybody is that now.
This has 135 million views.
Either that.
135 million views.
How does this kid not get beat the fuck up?
Well, because most people, I think, are nice nowadays.
Why?
Like, the whole gang war thing doesn't really exist, I don't think.
No, he's a white-ass bitch with fucking tats everywhere, man.
Yeah?
He's a skinny-ass kid. How does he not get beat up by jocks in high school anymore?
I don't think jocks in high school beat people up.
Why not? They need to come back, because then we get shit like this in life. That's why vanilla exists. Good Lord.
Colby is spitting truths over here, though. I mean, you're right. That's why that stuff exists. Like, no one told them don't do that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, but it has 135 million views, so you mean, like, Lil Peep's dead?
Oh, yeah, he died. Probably, drug overdose. Yeah, he killed himself by taking drugs. Because, yeah, drugs are fun that way, guys.
Do drugs. Colby, 2018.
It was a sarcastic tone, but yes. There you go. Who put this in here?
This is a 32-bit Phoenix's song.
There you go.
Oh, this is your band, A Day to Remember. You like this? You probably love this, right?
This is their most radio campy song on the album, but okay. Yes, this is a great album. If it means a lot, to you,
only 500,000
is like one of the best songs ever.
See, these guys sound all the same to me.
Yes, this music is very similar. Like, there's
like,
that
this
trailer
is,
template.
This, yeah, that's about to say.
There
it's
is a very templated,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, one more from Sam we got here. One more from Sam, and then we're going to stop clicking links, because we only got 10 minutes left of the show. Travis Scott. Oh, this is another one of these tone people, because I seen this one on his website, too.
Definitely heard of Travis.
Taylor says they don't use physical abuse, now they use mental abuse. That's true. It's true.
Mental abuse?
Yeah, they don't actually physically hurt you, but they'll be like, you know, talk down to you.
No, they didn't. That kid has pink hair, he has a fucking back tattoo.
Freezing cold. He also killed himself.
Yeah, good. When it's here, my dog will probably do it for you. Know,
is this Drake? That's just all he know, he don't know nothing. This is Drake, 100%. I tried to show
him. Yeah.
This is Drake.
Yep.
Oh yeah, he said, I'm linking Made by Drake and Travis Scott. I tried to show him.
Yep.
Wow, yep. They have tour on YouTube now? Yep. Yep. Gone on you with the pick and roll. Drink each time the beat changes. Well, that's pretty cool, actually. It'd be hard to get into this, you know.
You want to know my favorite?
It'd be hard to get
my favorite rap song, actually.
Yeah, sure. Let's hear it.
I forget what the name of it is. Hold on, it is right here. I'm in it.
What?
I'm in it.
Like you're in it, or the name of the song is I'm in it?
No, the name of the song is I'm in it.
Okay, I'm in it.
I'm in it.
I'm in it. Yes, it did take me that long to type six letters, by the way.
That first one.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a great song, dude.
This one's great.
This is a great song, dude. I love this album. So many people hate on this album because it's so weird. I actually love this album.
Damn, I like how weird this song.
Yeah, that's why I love this album. Isn't this... Oh, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear his latest album, but... And you turn off explicit lyrics per parents. Fucking biting ass, neck this is Colby's life. Legs, eating ass. This is like his life's motto. Good, I need to crash. Your titties, let them out. I'm gonna read this at your funeral. This is I'm gonna read it verbatim in white. Colby wanted me to read this passage from the Holy Bible, and then I'm just gonna read this instead. What, I can't do that?
No, please.
Oh, come on, man. Sweet, I was lost eating Asian pussy. All I need was sweet and sour sauce. And that's where I'm gonna end it. I'm just gonna stop right there, and then I'll be like,
well,
may
good,
he rest in peace.
You can't understand what comes next.
Yeah, I can.
No. Tell your boss you need an extra hour.
Tell your boss you need an extra hour.
Not
off.
What I was talking about.
Okay.
Not this either.
Okay.
This.
Okay, you're right. No one can understand what that said.
Yep. Bought and sold them condoms. Say what?
Is that what you think he said?
I think.
There's lyrics on this page,
I
right?
Think it's
there
something
lyrics?
About condoms.
I don't know, dude. I don't know what that is.
Anywho, means. Yeah.
Yeah, that album's great.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's what Colby likes. Just remember that, and then I like this. Really big change in pace.
Yeah, now I'm asleep.
I think more what it is, honestly, is that I can't have a playlist that includes that song that I like and also I'm In It, which is a song that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Because could you imagine on Shuffle, if you go from this song right here.
With a strong step in my
head. To this. Like that just is not gonna work.
Answer the child as he stood.
Sam, are you talking about This Is America? This is better, by the way. Also, if this played at the club, I would be dancing my ass off.
Oh, I bet you would, dude. Let's do a mashup. I'm sorry, that's how you summon the devil. By playing those two songs together, that's how you summon spirits. Like, that is not okay right there. That was not okay.
Yeah. This Is America. It's all right. It's better with the video. If you just listen to it, it's kind of crappy, but if you watch the video
with it. I think we talked about that on the air, and I said that song... Does it like I think it was disingenuous because he made it to be memed. If
right.
He really wanted it to be a message, he shouldn't have danced like an idiot, so it got memed. Because now no one cares because it's a meme. You know? That's
well,
why Trump
the
got
other reason why it got
we turned
memed,
him into a meme.
One of the main reasons it got memed was because
it got memed because he walked in like this. That's why it got memed.
It got mean because there's a...
They might as well have a scroll on the bottom of the screen that just says, GIF this, please.
There's a company, there's like a magazine, online blog thing that does rap information.
Okay. Yes, White, yes. Yes.
They put out an article immediately after the video came out saying, please don't meme Childish Gambino's This Is America.
Because
there's too many good messages in it. Mm-hmm. And then everyone was like, yeah, fuck that. We're going to meme it.
Yeah, it's because he walks in like I just did.
Mm-hmm.
It's begging to be memed.
Yeah.
It's begging to be memed. I think if he had done it more serious, it would have been banned. It definitely would have been banned. In America, no one cares about anything. Mm. Unless it's Jesus, and then we care a lot. Like, I'm sure it's banned in churches or something, you know. But,
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's what did you say?
I mean, that's how
Jesus and whatever bad juju sent us music-wise. Those are the two.
Oh, that's that. But it's on. We just listened to it. You know, mm-hmm. We're still on Twitch, right? You guys can hear us, right?
Not for long.
Oh no, but only because you're gonna quit. So yeah.
No.
Yeah, so it got meme because the internet can't let us have anything nice. I mean, honestly, that's what the internet does. If we can't handle subject matter, we meme it. That's how we do it. We turn our sadness into laughter. It's the only way you can survive. No?
What? Laughter? Sorry, I'm reading.
We turn...
I didn't hear
the internet, if something is too serious for us to handle, we turn it into a SpongeBob meme.
Yeah.
That's the only way we can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
It's how it goes, so... Music doesn't get banned. Yeah, I mean, people freaked out really bad when, you know, Janet Jackson's boob came out. But now we don't really care anymore.
Yeah, man, it's boobs.
Yeah, well, it's boobs.
It's boobs.
Well, that's our generation. We just don't care.
It's just boobs.
We just don't care anymore, mm-hmm. You know? So whatever. Send your boobs. DM Colby your boobs. It'll make Britney really mad.
It would.
Yeah, if you're a female and you send her a picture of boobs, Colby, you don't even have to. You could just save boobs off the internet and DM them to Colby. Britt wouldn't understand, and she'd get mad. And I'd love that. Destroy his entire relationship and life. So he's back to needing only me and having only me.
Why are you going to be an ass, man? Why are you going to be a dick? What's J-Bar Homie's clips, man?
It's me dancing. I don't need to click that. I don't need to click J-Bar's clip. I know what it is. I don't need to click that. I know what it is. I know what it is. I'm not clicking it, all right?
I almost said, why did Menace put 8008 in?
Boobs, dude.
Yeah,
boobs.
No, I got it.
Like the song Me So Horny by 2 Live Crew was banned in stores, stoners got arrested for selling the album. That sounds about right. Well, I mean, remember, 40 years ago, you know, we used to not let black people drink out of the same water fountain. Like, we came a long way here in the States.
We've done a little change.
And we've kind of went from one extreme to the other, you know? Now we meme everything. Maybe one day we'll be intelligent. Maybe the next generation. But no, they're all being ruined by Fortnite.
Yeah,
maybe,
man,
their children.
No.
Maybe their children. Dude.
We're on a downslide, man. Well, we were going up, then technology hit a point, and now we're just...
You know what it is, honestly? Like, what do you think about this, okay?
Down.
When I was at that McDonald's with Charlie's mom, after I'd finished the whole ordeal, I was getting my soda, and some guy, 95, all right, he probably fought in World War II,
mm-hmm.
like, walked up to me, and he's like, how's your day going, sir? And I'm like, my day's going great. And he's like, your pop's one of those that has the fuzz on it. It takes forever to go down. I'm like, yeah. I said, like, but, you know, I was making jokes. It's like, by the time the foam goes down, my food's going to be cold, you know? And he's like, oh, that's funny. You know, you have a great day. And I'm like, you too, sir. You know, and I'm just like, wow. What a nice guy compared to 30 years younger Charlie's mom,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, I think, like, the millennials, is what I read online, like, we blame, you know, our grandparents' generation for ruining America.
Our parents,
I think it's our parents' generation that ruined it, right?
Yes, yeah, no, it's our parents.
Like, the old people, they did great,
mm-hmm.
and then their children messed everything up,
yep.
and now we're suffering.
Right.
I think that's how it works.
Yeah, right? No, that's how it does it. Or it's just also us, we're also bad.
Well, we can't afford to be good, so.
No.
I mean, that's...
That's a good point.
We can't change anything because that costs money. So yeah. We'll just sit in a child's bedroom and
do a show.
Do a yeah, show, yeah. And you know, help hope something good comes from it, right?
Cool. Yeah, yeah, that works.
It's about
that works.
About all we can do, right?
Yep, we're doing our part.
Yep.
I broke my e-cig, man.
What happened to your e-cig?
I dropped
dude?
It.
Dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
It's carpeted in here.
No, not just now. I did drop it.
Oh no, was it last night when you were twerking?
No, it was yesterday. I was shopping.
Oh man, what were you shopping for?
New clothes. These shorts are new.
Maybe you should have got the long edition. I don't mean it. I like those shorts. They look good, man. Mm-hmm. They look good.
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
I said that for chat, okay? I'm still whoring myself for chat. You know, I gotta get the lols, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry you dropped your e-cig. Mm-hmm. I know that's like literally your dearest friend.
No, it broke, man.
Yeah. You just gonna get a new
it's
one?
It's really wobbly now. It didn't used to be this wobbly. Like, it still works.
Well, that's all that matters, right?
It's just annoying.
It's still got leather in there or whatever it's called? Western?
Cotton. Yeah, it's Western.
Western.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
nah,
I'm reading Sam's comments, and then I remember what Menace or what Morris says about it. You know, and England.
You get either a fight or an argument.
I don't want to go to England. You know, there's people rapping in parks and getting stabbed for holding doors open. And let's move to Canada. That's where we need to go. Canada.
This guy kicked off. Is that a British like slang?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. That's their language awesome. Is better than ours.
people are.
But they're all trapped on an island. You know, they're going crazy.
Also. Yeah, man.
Can't be good.
World War II was happening to them, and they were just like, let's just keep going.
But isn't everything really an island? It just depends on how big your definition of island is.
No, we're on a continent.
Yeah, but it's an island.
No, but it's a continent, though.
Still floating in
There's
the ocean.
There's a different word. It's called a continent. This is why we have words.
All right, well, you ready to end the show?
What the fuck's Chris talking about in there?
Oh, I don't know. She talking?
Yeah. You couldn't hear that? I guess these technically aren't really on my ear.
Yeah, I can't hear it, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, also, remember how loud my headphones are.
Well, mine aren't loud right now because I did. There's
8 layers of fabric.
Yeah.
Yeah, my headphones could drown out the space shuttle if it was taking off on the bed back there.
Hmm.
That's what I would say, so.
Gotcha.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, man.
Will you win in the show?
Yeah, man.
All right, guys. So,
hey, guys.
We should have mentioned this at the beginning if I was good at my job, but I'm not. No episode Thursday. Here in the States.
No.
We are celebrating our victory.
No.
Over Sam's people.
Yes.
By eating a cooked bird.
That's not it.
And we call it Thanksgiving.
At all, that's not it.
What? You're not celebrating your victory over Sam's people?
I don't think that's Thanksgiving.
That's what Thanksgiving
that's
is here.
4th of July, isn't it?
You might be right.
You're dumb. Thanksgiving was the Indians in us.
Oh, so we're celebrating our domination of the indigenous people?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I was wanting to I knew it was about conquering someone.
Yeah, it was the Indians.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure.
The Native Americans.
Want to make sure. Oh my God, she scared me, dude.
Why are we both dumb?
I'm not conquering anyone.
It's the Native Americans. Yeah, the people who then we later killed.
Feel my heart. Feel my heart.
But it's not about...
You can't do that to
She almost killed me.
They saved us.
No, well, yeah. They saved us, but then we killed them, so later on. Yeah, later on.
Yeah, we gave them a nice meal, then slaughtered them.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay, but then you can also...
It takes on a new meaning once you murder the entire population of a culture. Just saying. Indians are dead. They're not dead. They're still here.
They have casinos now. So
yeah,
it's
man,
fine.
We're
it's
fine.
Fine.
We're fine. It's fine.
They forgave us. It's fine.
Trail of Tears, it's fine. It's fine.
So anyways, guys, that was almost our last episode ever. And but we will be back a week from today. So no episode Thursday. That means no hour-long episode. That means no Colby Plays Games. It's just Thanksgiving here. So here in America, we're going to celebrate with our families and do all that stuff. And yeah, so no episode on Thursday, but we'll be back a week from today. That'll be our next new episode, and then back to the regular schedule for a little bit until I take a day off for the Game Awards, which I haven't told Colby about yet.
What?
And yep, and then Colby's going on vacation for an extended period of time in December.
What?
Yeah, you're going to Colorado.
You're skipping a show?
Yeah, I'm going to skip a Thursday show.
Oh, man.
I figured you wouldn't
mind.
Well, I'm not going to skip it. Technically, I will be live at twitch.tv/zswitch.
Well, fuck you then, man. You're just taking the spot?
I was going to invite you.
You're just taking the spot.
I was going to invite you.
You're taking the money you're going to make that night and just saving it all for you.
Yes. Well, no, I wasn't planning on doing it on this channel.
Fuck you.
Do you want to do it on this channel?
Yeah.
Are you going to make fun of every game that comes out?
Absolutely.
I don't think I'm going to do it with you then.
Absolutely, I will.
I don't,
that's why me and Britt can't watch, like, chick flicks. It's because I'm just going to make fun
of them. But there's going to be a lot of cool things announced, and I want people to know there's going to be a lot of positivity in chat. We can't have you bringing us down.
Yeah, then no, don't invite
okay.
me.
Okay, all right. Anyway, that's beside the point. No episode Thursday. We'll be back a week from today. Thank you all for watching. If you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify, go to twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit the follow button. Hit the sub button. Support us. $5 a month. We really appreciate it. Also, follow us on all the things, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, @SethandColby. You can get the links to the podcast and all the audio at SethandColby.com. You can get merch. By the way, there will be a Black Friday sale on the Seth and Colby store at RaptorTeeth.live/SethandColby.
Yeah, there will.
Colby also added some new apparel. Are you going to add any more before Thursday, you think?
Maybe.
Okay. So there may even be more apparel up at RaptorTeeth.live/SethandColby for some merch. So, you might want to go check that out. Okie dokie? Okie dokie? So, just letting you know, because we won't be here Thursday to talk about it. So, this is your one warning. So, go check that out. And join the Discord if you're not on there and all that stuff. So, thank you guys so much for hanging out. We appreciate you. We will see you all on Sunday. Everyone who is having Thanksgiving. Hey, look, we get to snap someone right here at the very end of the show. That's all my favorite. We'll see you guys on Sunday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Oh, my God. Bye.
Bye-bye.